This podcast is brought to you by Midway Chevrolet Cadillac and by Midway Chrysler Dodge Jeep of Kearney.
Claim the title outright with a win tonight, while an Alma win creates a three-way tie with Overton and Amherst. It's the Eagles and the Cardinals coming up next. But first, it's the New Tech Seed pregame show. And with all of tonight's action, we take you live to Alma with Doug Duda and Tony Davis.
And good evening, everyone. Welcome to the final week of the regular season of high school football. Can't say it's the final night because there's plenty tomorrow, but it is the final game tonight. We've got a good one between Alma and Overton. Doug Duda along with Tony Davis and our producer, engineer Nick Grimes for the New Tech Seed pregame show. We're glad to have you here. It's a battle of 6-1 teams. We've had a chance to see Overton a couple of times, Alma once, and unfortunately, that one time for the Cardinal fans was their only shortcoming of the year when they fell at Amherst a couple of weeks back. But outside of that, Overton's one loss to Axtell. Last week they beat Amherst and did it fairly handily. So the folks that look at it on paper are going to go, ooh, this might not be a close game. Well, I'll tell you what, Alma was not at full strength when they played at Amherst 3 weeks ago. And one of the reasons they weren't is because of their outstanding IBAC, Jay Kindler, Garrett Kohling. Both a little bit banged up. Kohling was not able to play as much as they had hoped. And now they're at pretty full strength. You'll hear from the coaches in just a moment. But, Tony, if Alma can win tonight, it would be the first, they'll share a district title, but it would be the first one in school history.
Well, I'll talk about a team that's totally came off the radar this year, Doug. This is a team no one expected much out of. I think there's still got to be that little bit of doubt in the back of these Cardinal kids' minds. Do we belong? Overton's been there, done that. They made runs to the state finals. Axtell's been there, done that. They made runs to the state finals. Amherst has had successful teams. Do we belong with the big boys in this area in central Nebraska? I think there's a doubt. Until you beat one of them, that doubt's still going to be there.
Well, they're going to have to try and do that tonight. And if they don't, they're going to be on the road in the first round of the playoffs with a 6-2 mark, with a really good chance of playing somebody in their district, maybe a rematch with Overton, which would not be fun because you just don't like to see that back-to-back. Maybe Amherst, you just never know how it's going to play out. But we'll find out. Should be a good football game here tonight. It's still misting, but outside of that, the snow has stayed away. It will be wet. The field looks like it's in good condition. Now the kids just have to be ready to play in these conditions. Don't worry about the conditions. Go out and play their football game. This is the New Tech Seed pregame show. We'll hear from the head coaches, Glenn Snodgrass of Overton and Isaac Prex of Alma, right after this 1 minute timeout.
Community banking is our business, and your peace of mind is our priority. At Platte Valley State Bank, we will build a financial relationship with you that will meet your needs and truly bring you peace of mind. The right community bank is pretty important, and Platte Valley State Bank is the right financial center for you. Member FDIC.
For a home-cooked breakfast or lunch, head to Mom's Kitchen, the one in Elm Creek, of course. When Mom doesn't want to cook or she isn't there to cook, Mom's Kitchen in Elm Creek is the best.
Trust the experts when it comes to your hearing or hearing aid products. At ENT Physicians of Kearney and Family Hearing Center, our university-trained audiologists provide individualized care, caring for our community one patient at a time. We're ENT Physicians of Kearney and Family Hearing Center.
Call M&J Signs and ask the professionals how they can brighten up your business and get the attention of your next customer. Check them out at mnjsigns.com. M&J Signs is a proud supporter of all the area athletes.
Back on the New Tech Seed pregame show here for the final game of the regular season. And the comforting thing is that both teams tonight know that they're going to make the playoffs, but a win tonight kind of either confuses or sorts out the district. Plus, it's going to give somebody a pretty good spot in the playoffs. And we're joined now by Overton head football coach Glenn Snodgrass as they get ready to take on Alma. And coach, nice win for you last week. Had a chance to talk with you before the Amherst game, and you guys were hot right out of the gate.
Yeah, our guys were real focused. I think we've been talking a lot about we don't want peaks and valleys. We just want to improve every week, and I think we've been doing that for the last, you know, four or five games, well, ever since that Axtell game. So our guys have been real focused lately, and I think it showed coming out of the gate against Amherst.
What has been the key to the offense here? It was 14-0 against Arapahoe, and since then you've had 42 or more points the last three games.
Well, we've had a lot of balance, you know, and even in that Arapahoe game, we had three touchdowns called back on penalties, and it, we could have put more up there, but we've been very, very much balanced. We've got two fullbacks who can carry the ball. You know, Justin Hodson is a great, you know, he's not a good running back, he's a great running back, and then Jared Schaefer is a, you know, as good a throwing or running quarterback as there is around, I think. And when we need to throw it, we've got two good ends who can catch it real well too. So I just think, you know, we can really highlight Hodson if we need to, but I just think we're very well rounded right now on offense.
Glenn, was there anything you did better last week than you'd done all season long?
Well, we just limited mistakes. I mean, Amherst's offense is all about, you know, basically fooling the defense into making a mistake. You know, with all their misdirection, they try and fool you with formations and with all kinds of motions and just crazy stuff. And our guys were just disciplined, you know. And conversely, on offense, when we're on offense, they try and blitz, 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 and our guys were able to pick up those blitzes. And we were just were disciplined, and we executed our game plan very well. So I think mentally that was our biggest thing we did well, is we played well mentally.
As we look ahead to tonight's game, which is basically playing a team like you're going to see, probably not in the first round of the playoffs, but if you continue on, you're going to see some quality teams like Alma in the playoffs. We've talked so many times, yeah, the good teams in eight-man always put up a lot of points, but when it gets into that second, third, fourth round of the playoffs, if you can't play defense, that's the team that goes home. Tell me a little bit more about how your defense has been maturing and playing throughout the year.
Well, I think I mentioned last week when I talked to you, we changed our defense after week two. We went to a 3-3, and that's been our traditional defense here at Overton. And probably up front, our defensive line has been one of our biggest, best performers. You know, our two Olmstead defensive ends, Jacob Olmstead and Zach Olmstead, big, strong, fast kids who can control their inside gap, and yet they got enough speed to run to the sidelines. And Brady Cox at nose tackle, he's got to be the fastest nose tackle in the state, I would think. So up front, we've been very strong, you know. So, and as I mentioned earlier, just discipline. We just haven't been making mistakes. We're not biting on, you know, fakes and things like that. We've been trusting our reads and really staying home. So we've really been playing well defensively. I've been very pleased with that.
Chat with Overton football coach Glenn Snodgrass here on the New Tech Seed pregame show. Glenn, what about special teams? How do you feel in that area as you head towards this last game?
Well, having a good kicker always helps. And, you know, Jared Hodson, you know, we talk about that kid a lot, but he's a great kicker. You know, he's putting about 80-90% of his kickoffs in the end zone, and that's a huge benefit when the other team starts on the 15-yard line every series. And he's also making about over 90% of his extra points now as well. So that's been going very well. Coach Ronenkamp, Tim Ronenkamp over here, runs most of our special team stuff, and he just has done an outstanding job with our punt team and our kickoff team this year. So, you know, I think special teams is another category that we're playing real well, and we've been executing the game plans that have been put in.
Let's talk a little bit about Alma here as a team that has really turned things around, one of their best seasons ever.
Alma on film is a quality team. They've got all the pieces to be a real good team. They got big kids up front, big kids who can move, and then it's complemented pretty well with some real fast backs. You know, they got a quarterback, fullback, and running back who any one of those three could go the distance on any play. So they're very much opposite of Amherst in that they're not going to try and fool anybody. They're just going to say, here we are, I formation, we're coming at you. You know, you're going to have to stop us. So it's not much coaching going to be done this week. It's just line up, and, you know, if you're man enough to stop that ISO, then you're going to have success. But if you're not, it's going to be a long night. So Alma is a very quality team. As far as personnel goes, you know, I think they're as good as any team we've played all year personnel-wise. So we'll see if we can hold up to their power game.
And Glenn, short turnaround week here playing on Thursday. Talk about the benefits and the disadvantages to this Thursday game in the final regular season contest.
Well, we've always played on Thursday, and I like it in that we get to go scout on Friday. I usually have a pretty good idea of who we're playing in the playoffs. This year's probably a little bit different because it's just a mess right now from what I can see playoff-wise. So, yeah, we can go scout on Thursday, or excuse me, on Friday, but it does make this previous weekend a pain in the butt trying to get video and get your scouting report done a day early. My week's usually pretty full, and now I got to subtract 24 hours out of that. It makes it pretty tough. So it'll be nice on Friday when I can go out and watch some teams play, though.
Finally, Coach, health-wise, you seem to be in pretty good shape.
Yeah, we're real good right now. You know, last several years, we've always had some major injuries, and this year we don't have any. You know, we had one lineman who plays quite a bit kind of get dinged a little bit in the JV game on Monday, and he's kind of questionable as to whether he's going to play Thursday or not. But other than that, we're 100% healthy right now, so I'm pretty pleased with that, and hopefully we can keep that up.
Should be a great game tonight. Overton and Alma, head coach of the Eagles, Glenn Snodgrass, joins us. Coach, best of luck.
Yeah, thanks a lot, Doug.
We'll take a break and be back and talk with Isaac Frex, the head football coach of Alma, right after this timeout.
Honey, hurry. We need to finish loading up the trash. The dump closes in an hour.
Don't let trash take up all your time. Ravenna Sanitation takes trash seriously. From your home, the farm, and your business, they remove it. Ravenna Sanitation, serving all of Buffalo County.
Hogan's has it, and we're proud supporters of local athletes and their fans. So come in and see our friendly staff for everything from shoes to stadium chairs, sweatshirts to scorebooks, and all of your favorite athletic brands. Open 7 days a week to serve you better. Hogan's Sporting Goods, 2412 Central Avenue, Kearney.
Welcome back to the New Tech Seed pregame show here on KKPR as the Alma Cardinals wrap up the home portion of the regular season tonight when they take on the Overton Eagles, and we're pleased to be joined by the head football coach, Isaac Frex. And, Coach, glad to see you again, and congratulations on getting back in the win trail here the last couple of weeks.
Yeah, it's been kind of nice here last week after we lost to Amherst there to get a couple good wins. We beat Arapahoe the week after we lost to Amherst and got another win last week against Wilcox. So the boys responded really well after that loss to Amherst.
Let's go back to that game, because that's the game that's going to be fresh in Tony and I's eyes. We saw you play. You had a little bit of a banged-up team. What happened in that football game that you have been able to fix?
Well, we just kind of have to take things one game at a time, you know, and some things that happened in that game, we had lots of turnovers, and I think we had four turnovers and a blocked punt, and when you do things like that, not very many times are you going to be able to win the ball game. And we've been taking care of the ball a little better these last 2 weeks. I think we only turned it over once against Arapahoe, and I don't think we turned it over against Wilcox with our varsity group, with our JV group that got in towards the end of the game. They fumbled it once to them, but other than that, we took care of the ball pretty well.
Coach Isaac Frex is joining us here on the New Tech Seed pregame show as they get ready to take on Overton. Let's take a look at what the Eagles have done. It's no secret, as we talked with Coach Snodgrass already, this has not been a competitive game lately. But I guess maybe, is this getting over with? Is everybody getting over with that Alma is a real football team this year? And I don't mean that as a joke. I just mean that as you guys are playing great football this season.
Yeah, I think we're kind of getting that mindset out of the Alma kids anyway, that, you know, we can play with everybody that's on our schedule now. I don't know, maybe the other teams that we play in our district and on our schedule, you know, maybe they're seeing that we can do some good things and we can take care of the ball and play some pretty good football at times, and that's what we've been doing this year, and the kids have just been playing really good, and hopefully no team has overlooked us and used that as an excuse why they lost to us. But I think if we keep playing the way that we need to play, it should be all right and come out of there. If we do everything the way we can do it and play the best game that we can play, we should be able to get a win on Friday or Thursday night.
Isaac, what has been the, I guess, most, I don't want to know about most difficult, but what's been the most different thing about winning as opposed to trying to win that you guys have done here the last few years?
Well, I think the kids just really been working hard, and this group of seniors that we've had, you know, this year and have been working really hard. You know, they're hard workers in the weight room, and they're just really good leaders, and, you know, show the kids that the correct way to do things and the way that we need to do things to win ball games. And we've been doing that this year and having good practices and playing well in the games and doing the things right and doing them right the whole week, not just on Friday night when we go out to the football field to play the game.
For fans that have not got a chance to hear about your team or see you play yet, what do you feel the strength of this football team is?
Well, I think our strength is probably our line. You know, we've got some pretty good running backs too, but our line's been able to open up some big holes and, you know, get our running backs those open looks that they need to have to get through there and get to that second and third level of the defense and break some big plays. And our running game's been doing really good here. I think we've been averaging almost 260 yards a game running the ball, so that's one of our strengths. And our defense, they've just been playing great here lately, the whole year, in fact. They've just been playing some great football, you know, and I think we're averaging our defensive average for the season is right around 150, 160 yards. So if you can hold teams down to that 150, 160 yards of total offense, you're going to win a lot of ball games doing that.
Alma football coach Isaac Frex joining us here on the New Tech pregame show. Coach, tell me a little bit about Overton and your biggest concern in this football game.
Well, they've got some good backs. You know, the Schaefer kid, the quarterback, and the Hodgson kid at running back, and they're probably glad to have him back this year. He was out with a shoulder injury all last year, and they both run the ball really well. They run that veer option pretty good. They like running that. And if we just take care of our assignments on defense and do the things that we need to do, I think we'll be all right.
Overton likes to lead with that quarterback getting right in the hole and being a blocker. And when you're as big as Overton has put their quarterbacks in the past, that's always been a problem. Have you and the other coaches maybe in the district discussed what the best way is to stop that, I guess?
Well, not really. I think we just got to tell, like I tell our linebackers, you know, you got to be aggressive. You got to see where the ball is at and get aggressive downhill at it. And we're not very small either. You know, we've got some big kids on our defensive line and even at linebacker with couple kids, but we just got to be aggressive and get after some people.
Coach, what would it mean to you and the school to get a hand in a district title this season with a win tonight?
Well, that's what we've been talking about all week. You know, this is our chance to do something that has never happened in Alma, you know, to win a district title in football. That has not happened since they started playing districts in the lower classes since 2000. You know, it's never even been a dream in anybody's eyes down here, and you know that alone is helping us. And you know, the fact, I think if we win the football game on Thursday night, we'll probably have a first round home football game for the first round of the playoffs, and that will help us a lot too. We've been talking about that. You know, we just need to stay focused and take this one game at a time, but a win would definitely help us more than a loss.
Well, congratulations on the season so far, and we're looking forward to a good football game tonight, and best of luck in this one and in the playoffs. Isaac, thanks so much for the time.
Yep, thank you.
That's Alma head football coach Isaac Frex joining us on the New Tech Seed pregame show. We'll be back and take a look at the starting lineups right after this.
Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center would like to encourage all area athletes and individuals to get back into the game. Whether you're preparing for the big game this week or recovering from a stroke, car accident, or work comp injury, choose Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center. We're dedicated to getting you back into the game of life.
First Tier Bank of Kearney, Holdridge, and Elm Creek work hard to ensure they offer their customers the best rates, the best service, and the most choices of any bank. Make sure you're part of the winning team with First Tier Bank, Kearney, Holdridge, and Elm Creek.
And welcome back to the New Tech Seed pregame show, live from Alma on this cool, misty night, where the boys said that really the precipitation didn't roll in until about 2 hours ago, and it's been enough to just put a little damp over the top of the field and, of course, over the stands here as we get ready for Alma and Overton, a battle of 6-1 teams. And let's take a look at the starting lineups brought to you, as always, by Five Points Bank, your community bank, meaning they invest in assets locally, make decisions locally, and take the time to know you. Five Points Bank, the better bank, truly cares about what's in it for you. First of all, the visitors, the Eagles of Overton, at center, number 46, a 180-pound junior, Preston Meyer. At guard, number 72, 208-pound senior, Brady Cox. At tackle, number 84, 195-pound junior, is Zach Olmstead. The ends are number 22, a 180-pound junior, Jacob Jensen, and number 88, 195-pound sophomore, Jacob Olmstead. In the backfield, your fullback, number 12, 175-pound junior, Michael Renderos. The I-back, number 20, 195-pound senior, Jared Hodgson. And the quarterback, number 8, 200-pound senior, is Jared Schaefer. The head coach of the Overton Eagles is Glenn Snodgrass, assisted by Eric Ryan, Tim Ronenkamp, and Clint Little. 6-1 on the season, with their only loss coming in week 2 to Axtell. Now for the Alma Cardinals, the center is number 55, 6'3", 210-pound senior, Charlie Robeson. The guards are number 90, 6'1", 220-pound junior, J.C. Nelson. And number 96, 6'2", 260-pound senior, Trent Christensen. Taking a look at the tight ends, number 7 is a 6'1", 160-pound junior, Blaine Jensen. And number 81, 6'6", 200-pound senior, Chad Wettstein. In the backfield, your fullback is number 23, a 5'9", 150-pound sophomore, Garrett Kohling. The I-back is number 9, a 5'8", 120-pound junior, Jay Kindler. And the quarterback of the Alma Cardinals is number 5, a 6'2", 160-pound junior, Max Beeler. The head coach at Alma is Isaac Frex, assisted by Jesus Felix and Chris Mahalik. Alma is also 6-1 on the season with their only loss 3 weeks ago to Amherst. So that's a look at the starting lineups brought to you tonight by Five Points Bank, the better bank. Your lifestyle, your bank, and your solution is Five Points Bank. Taking care of customers one person at a time. Five Points Bank, the better bank. And, Tony, you take a look at these. The one thing that has showed how kind of up and down D1 has been this year, both of these teams are 6-1. Overton is a traditional powerhouse. Neither one of these teams are ranked in the state's top 10 because there are so many 7-0, 6-1 teams like Giltner and Burwell. It seems like that have played Palmer. Palmer 7-0. They've went that round robin, and they are all ranked, of course, in the East. Howells and Bancroft Rosalie. Silver Lake is a surprise in there because they're unbeaten tonight.
Yeah, Doug Giltner along with Palmer. You mentioned Silver Creek there. Silver Creek. I think Silver Lake. Excuse me. Silver Creek, though, a team that not a lot like Alma. One of those big surprises in the area.
So there you go. We'll see what happens with these football teams tonight as we get ready for high school football on KKPR. You take a look at Alma, as many people say, you look out here, Alma looks and is the bigger team, although they don't necessarily always play like that, Tony.
Well, you know, yeah, you look at any time you go to a D1 roster and you just start down with a larger number, 200, 200, 230, 200, 200, 220, 280, 260. That's really shocking when you look at a roster like that. Hey, right now, Coach Brandon Cool at Kearney High would love to have some of that size in his line.
Well, Kai Wolf is a 6'3", 280-pound sophomore that will see some playing time for Alma. Corey Kindler, he's also a sophomore, and he and Jay had to share the carries against Amherst, and we'll see some of him in there as well. For Overton, they like to mix and match a little bit as well, so some kids that we'll see coming in. And what's been impressive from what Overton has done is their defense, I think, is going to be the whole key to this football game tonight. Ken Overton stop the run from Alma, and talking with Glenn Snodgrass right before the ball game, he says, you know what, in school today, the kids have been fired up. They're ready for this game. He goes, you know, you have to believe maybe this is the biggest game in Alma, maybe ever, for football. This is one of their biggest ones. It's definitely the biggest one in a generation because they have a chance to go 7-1, maybe get a home game in the playoffs, be part of a district championship, where Overton, as you said in the open, they've been through a lot of these in the past. So we'll see what happens tonight as Overton takes on Alma. And you've been listening to the New Tech Seed pregame show. New Tech Seed, your yield leader. Contact Terry and Jason Stark or a New Tech Seed dealer near you as they prepare for the national anthem here at Alma. We want to say thanks to all the fine sponsors for allowing us to be here tonight. There is one other game on the airways. St. Cecilia Grand Island Central Catholic is on 1230 AM KHAS or on the web at KKPR.com. Tomorrow, Kearney High, Lincoln Southeast here on KKPR. We'll have a lot more coming up as we prepare for the opening kickoff for tonight's high school football game between the Overton Eagles and Alma Cardinals right after this timeout.
Is injury keeping you on the sidelines? Let Drs. Dan Slosky, Heber Crockett, and John Wright help you get back in the game. Fellowship-trained in sports medicine, they can provide the necessary treatment and rehabilitation to get you on the field or court. New West Sports Medicine at 3219 Central Avenue, Suite 102, Kearney. For the athlete and all of us.
Nebraska Farm Bureau offers a number of great benefits, from its member group rates with Blue Cross Blue Shield of Nebraska to the most visible economic benefit through Farm Bureau Financial Services. Stop by your Buffalo County Farm Bureau office today.
Foster Family Foods in Elm Creek and Gibbon is your full-service grocery store. At Foster's, your satisfaction is always the number one goal. Foster's Family Foods, the little store that's big on you. Proud to support area sports.
Age 50 or older? Hey, is there any benefit of being mature? You bet there is. At Barney Insurance, we have programs especially designed just for you. Did you know that you are a low risk? Call us at Barney Insurance, 237-2222.
You're headed in the right direction for service, savings, and selection. Can't seem to find that car, truck, or SUV you've been looking for? See the professionals at Hillion Motors, where people come back time after time since 1979. 8th and Central, Kearney.
And welcome back to Alma. As always, want to say a big thank you to Galen Kronhoffman, the athletic director, who has found a way to get himself in the booth tonight and stay real warm here and help direct this football team as well. I think that's one of the good stories. He's been with this football team for a number of years, but now Isaac has taken over as the head coach, and Galen helping him out, as well as the rest of his fine staff here with Coach Felix and Coach Mahalik. Alma won the toss. They elected to defer, so Overton will take the football. They will move from left to right, and Alma will move from right to left. No real wind to speak of, but they do hide the flag right behind a nice shelter belt over there. So even if it was windy, it's not going to shake it too much. A little bit of a breeze, which shouldn't be enough to affect much of this football game tonight. And, Tony, I don't think you're going to see a ton of passes in this game unless we need to come from behind by one of these two teams.
Now we'll see if the Alma Cardinals can stop Jared Hotson first, and if they can do that, I look for him to try and get the ball down the field to Jacob Olmstead, a very, very talented sophomore.
So we're ready to boot it away and start this football game off, and the kick is underway, and they try to kick it away from everybody in Overton, and it is going to roll out of bounds. And let's see what Coach Snodgrass and the boys decide to do here, Tony. You make them kick it again?
No, I think you got great field position, wet conditions. I think you just take the ball and go here from the 25-yard line. Or they get the ball at the 30-yard line, maybe. Oh, they're going to kick it again. It doesn't matter. I know they want to kick it deep, but they want to keep it away because special teams is a huge part of the eight-man game. Break through that initial wall. A lot of people, you can expect a kickoff or punt return here tonight. I don't think there's any doubt about it with the playmakers that are on the field.
Well, yeah, and if you're intentionally trying to kick it away from the return man, make him intentionally kick it away a whole bunch of times, because that one wasn't just kind of out of bounds either, Tony.
No, it went out of bounds about the 15-yard line. So
they'll try it again. Overton stands back, not very deep either, about the 15, and now they kick it over his head and into the end zone. Well played, Alma Cardinals. And so now it backfired on Overton. They're going to have to start at their own 15.
That would have taken the ball there.
Yeah. That was funny. They kicked it short and then able to back up 5 yards and kick the ball into the end zone. So here we go. First down and 10, Overton. And can they come right out and put some doubt in the Alma Cardinals' mind, or can Alma come out with a good start here in the football game? Renderos along with Jared Hodgson in the backfield. Renderos always is in the slot. They'll give it to Hodgson off the left side, and he is going to be stacked up. Charlie Robinson, one of the first guys in there. He falls forward for about a yard and a half.
Yeah, Robinson did a good job. Looked like the whole defensive line just stood up. All the white jerseys of Overton, and there was nowhere for Hodgson to go.
We'll call it a gain of 2 and make it second down and 8. Overton opening possession of the football game here on KKPR. Glad that you're along with us on this Thursday night, final week of the regular season. Hodgson will split the backs, go out of that power formation, and we've got movement. Alma came across the line there with Trent Christensen, and I don't think he was drawn. He was anticipating the snap, and that's going to be a 5-yard offsides penalty and bring up second down and 3.
No, that's one that's, you shake your head at a little bit. He's a nose tackle right over the ball. You're watching the ball. When it goes, you go. So that's a mistake by the senior. Alma comes out in a 3-4 defense, nose guard, and then two people outside of the tackles.
Alma went with all 5 of their suited seniors tonight as game captains here in the home finale. Here's a toss sweep right side, trying to find a little bit of blocking room is Jared Hodgson. He'll have the first down across the 25 to about the 27-yard line. It'll be a gain of 5 and the first down.
Now Christensen came from the nose guard position, got in the backfield that time, actually grabbed Hodgson. Hodgson able to drag him like a sled, picked up the first down, but he drug him down from behind.
That's one thing we've already noticed the first two plays from Alma. They're getting the penetration, but they're not getting the tackle. They're either throwing him forward or not bringing him straight down. Toss sweep left side, Hodgson trying to get all the way outside, runs into his own man, making the block and drug down by Jay Kindler at the line of scrimmage. They may stretch the football forward for a yard. It'll be second down, and we'll call it 9.
Yeah, that first set of downs for the Eagles, they run right between the tackles. Now they try and get something wide going. Alma just runs too well laterally for that.
Overton's going to go no huddle this time, come right up over the line of scrimmage. And Hodgson is going to take the fake dive and keep it with Schaefer off the right side. Wettstein will bring him down as he comes across the 30 out to about the 33-yard line.
Yeah, pretty good shot by Wettstein at that time. I think if you're going to give them 4 or 5 yards, and your quarterback's going to get whacked like that. Almo say, hey, we'll do that a few times. We'll see how he likes playing the second, third, and fourth quarters.
Called a gain of 5, third and a long 3 here, opening 2 minutes of the ball game. And Overton at their own 33-yard line. Mass split out wide to the right. Option, they trip. They try to pitch the ball. Hodgson covers it, but they'll lose some yardage back to the 29-yard line. Schaefer looked like he tripped over the foot of his right guard, and as he was on his way down, he pitched the ball. And they'll call it knee down, actually, Tony. They're going to say his knee was down, so no fumble. And I guess there's a penalty flag.
Shot block. Well, it's not a chop block because that would be a 15-yard penalty.
Well, they declined it to make it fourth down. They declined
the chop block. Well, they may just go for it here. That's the other alternative to that, isn't it?
I don't know why you'd go for it in your own 33. Well, they did call it a fumble, so it's back at the 29.
Okay.
So it'll be fourth down and call it 8 yards to go on that fumble. Low snap. The punt is away. It's a line driver that bounces at the 20, and Alma's going to let it go, and it rolls inside the 10 and down to the 5 and down to the 3-yard line. Excellent punt that time. That's a 48-yard punt.
With no return to take that every time. Perfect job. Two Eagle defenders right down there to stop the ball.
So Alma, not great field position at all to start things off. 9:56 to go here first quarter. We're scoreless, but Alma at least made Overton putt. Didn't let him get on the board to start this football game.
Yeah, we'll see here. I think you're going to obviously go to the running game and see if Colin can get something going along with Kindler.
So it'll be first down and 10. Alma out of that power eye formation. They'll hand it to the second man through Kindler. He'll bust his way up across the 5-yard line to about the 6. So he'll get 3 on the opening kick in the football game.
I think maybe the miss, Doug, is right now coming down heavier than it ever has tonight as you look towards the lights a little bit.
Guess you're going to say Colin carried the ball that time, Tony. So it'll be second down and about 6 yards, six and a half yards to go here for Alma. They would love to get that first down and then see what they could do after that. Colling actually lined up as the I back, of course, and they will give Beeler and give it to Colling. And Colling trying to get to the outside. He's got the corner, 10, 15, out to the 20, holding on, and finally dragging him down at the 20-yard line is going to be Blaine Jansen. But a nice run by Colling. He's going to take it from the 6 all the way out to the 20 and an Alma first down.
One of those real close to that horse collar deal in high school. New rule this year, it had him right up around the shoulder pad, just kind of held him, kind of drug him down from the side slash behind.
High school football on KKPR-FM, Kearney, Overton and Alma, and the World Wide Web at KKPR.com. Out of the I formation, they'll turn, they'll hand to Colling. Over the right side, he breaks one tackle and gets 4 out to the 24-yard line.
But Colling did a good job of staying low and keeping his feet moving, and that very easily could have been 2 yards. He picked up an extra 2.
Excuse me, it'll be second down and 6.
Pretty good job by the offensive line just opening up that initial hole at the linebackers, getting them down for the Eagles.
Ball marked right on the 25-yard line, so it'll be second down and 5, actually. Got that extra yard that you were talking about, and nothing fancy. They hand it off to him again, but this time Overton stacked him up right there at the line of scrimmage. And coming right through there is going to be Zach Olmstead in on the tackle, third down.
Yeah, almost nobody. It looked like nobody touched Zach Olmstead from his defensive end slash outside linebacker position. Fires and then gets a nice tackle.
8:25 and counting. Scoreless first quarter. Just underway here on KKPR. Overton had to punt after getting a first down. Alma has a first down and now faces a third down and 5 at their own 25-yard line. Bieler, the quarterback. He's going to go with the handoff on the draw, and Colling's not going to get enough. A couple, maybe 2.5, half of what he needed. And in there on the tackle, a couple of Overton Eagles, Jacob Jensen, Trey Colburn were in there. So Alma, 5 plays, 5 runs by Garrett Colling.
Well, yeah, you knew you were going to get a heavy dose of him. We'll see if they try and suck him up with that and try to get a tight end down the field that's wide open.
Well, on 4th down and 3, they'll line up in punt formation. Corey Kindler to punt the ball away. A real good heavy miss now going here in Alma, maybe more than we've had since we've been here. And it looks like we've got movement, a 5-yard penalty at the left end move there for the Alma Cardinals. 5-yard illegal procedure. Each team has been whistled here. And Alma now their second penalty.
You know, weather conditions like these, the penalties could become a real issue here tonight. You can't do that to yourself.
Well, and in special teams, you have to do a good job of securing the snap. You got to give your punter a good snap. So they'll line up now on fourth down and seven. And here comes the rush. The punt is very high in the air. Great punt. It'll be brought down to the 25, then dropped. The ball is loose all the way back inside the 10, but they will cover it. The Overton Eagles will cover it, but lost a whole ton of yardage on that one.
Jake Kindler right there with him. That ball went through his hands, and then it was a race for the ball. Unbelievable job. A lot of times you see that ball squirt out of there and another scrum for it, but just man on man down there, and the white jersey got up off the bottom of the pile.
Renderos touched it and then had to go back and get it to 35-yard punt. But then after that, the ball bounces all the way back to the 8-yard line. So it is first down and 10, Overton. Ball at their own 8-yard line. Second possession of the ball game. We're scoreless, and they will hand it off over the left side to Jared Hodgson. And Hodgson will crash forward for a pretty good gain, short of the 15, about the 14-yard line. He's going to get five and a half. We'll call it second down and four.
You know, I think this two teams feeling one another out on the offensive side of the ball because they're not going to play this close to the vest all night, Doug.
We'll see how they do hanging on to the ball and running that line of scrimmage. Who's going to win the war there? Second down and a long four, and they will hand it off to the fullback. And this time into the ball game carrying it is going to be Jacob Jensen. Jensen, they line up those guys in the slots from time to time, and Jensen's going to get just enough for the first down.
Real quick hitter. It goes right up the middle. Alma, this defensive set showing a four-man front. Flicked Christensen along with Big Kai Wolf up there on either side of the football, the guards.
We'll call it a four-yard gain for Jensen. It'll be first down and 10. Ball between the 17 and 18-yard line. Option to the right side. No, an inside trap again. And again, Alma is ready to make the tackle, Tony.
Well, Charlie Robinson waiting right there. And that actually takes the ball carrier straight backwards, something neither one of these teams are used to. Good hard runners for both teams. You like to see him move that pile a yard or two forward. That time goes straight backwards for almost nothing.
No gain for Renderos, so it is second down and 10. Ball at the 18-yard line here for Overton, scoreless in the first quarter. Neither team has attempted to put the ball in the air yet. Long count for Hodgson, or for Shaver. He'll turn, he'll hand it off to Hodgson. Hodgson over the right side and drags the tackler with him across the 25 down to the 27-yard line.
Another solo tackle for Charlie Robinson. Just kind of all over the field here early in the game of the defense for the Cardinals.
It'll be third down and five after the five-yard gain. Five carries for 19 yards for Hodgson. Five carries for 28 yards for Garrett Kohling of Alma. And we're moving right along. 5:20 to go here in the first quarter. It remains scoreless. Alma's had the ball once, Overton twice, and the precipitation appears to be getting heavier as this first quarter moves along. So third down and five, and Schaefer back to pass. Has some time, lost it out here. He's got a man, and it is incomplete, trying to get it to Jacob Jensen. Jensen was open and just couldn't hang on to the slick football. It'll be fourth down.
Yeah, it looked like the pass, just on the tips of his fingers, just couldn't haul it in. Good stand from the Cardinals. I think you expect a lot of scoring in these eight-man games. You compare scores, they score. In all the other games, you get a night like this, so the scoring could be at a premium.
So ready to punt the football away for the second time. It's nearly blocked. There is contact. They're going to have roughing the kicker, and the ball is fumbled. Falling on the football is Jay Kindler, and then he is crushed while he is on the ground by Olmstead. But we are going to have roughing the punter on Alma, and that's a 15-yard penalty, and Overton will keep the ball. And those are the kind of things, Tony, in a close game that are going to end up deciding it. Turnovers, penalties. Just bad snaps in bad weather, but that's a big 15-yarder.
Well,
nearly a block, but when it's not a block, that's the chance you take.
I believe it was Ross Poyser, number 98, just came flying in from the right end position for the Cardinals. Ran in there and almost just got him on the foot.
So they'll mark the ball off to the 28-yard line. And I guess they're just going to say it's a 5-yard penalty instead of roughing. And now the 5-yard penalty, and the fun part of this, they bring the sticks out, so it just depends how accurate the mark-off was on the 5-yard penalty. But it will be enough for a first down. So the penalty is going to be a 5-yarder, but enough for an Overton first down.
Well, We'll see if Overton obviously wants to get something going outside. Glenn's not, I don't think, the most patient guy as far as seeing those running plays go for 2 and 3 yards up the middle. We'll see if they try something outside.
Well, here they put Jared Hodgins split out wide to the right. Renderos, the only man in the backfield. So the quarterback, Jared Schaefer, now sends him out. Empty backfield. Look for the quarterback draw maybe out of this. Schaefer back to pass. He's going to throw it deep. He's got his tight end wide open. Olmstead's got it. Jacob is way behind everybody. Touchdown, Overton. And so after the penalty, Overton goes for the quick strike. And 53 yards later, Overton is on the board.
Doug, Olmstead just gets a free release, and he's running untouched down the field at three steps on everybody. Schaefer, a perfect strike to him. Basically just trots into the end zone.
Well, that's what the pass game and Overton's offense has decided to do. They're not out there to get 6 and 7 yards. They're out there to get big plays and touchdowns when they put the ball in the air, and that's exactly what happened there. So now they line up for the extra point. Jacob Jensen will do the holding. And the snap is high. He gets it down, and the kick is no good. The kick is no good by Hodgson. The high snap, Hodgson only takes a half step and then tries to punch it through. Not a lot of power. He's just trying to make those extra points, but the high snap kind of messed that whole thing up right there. So with 4:43 to go in the first quarter, it's Overton 6 and Alma nothing. We'll be back with the kickoff right after this timeout.
L&S Tire and Towing in Elm Creek, along with J&L Sinclair and Overton, would like to take this time to wish the area teams best of luck in the game. For everything you need to keep your vehicle on the road, L&S Tire and Towing and J&L Sinclair has it.
Is this the year for a brand new affordable, yes, I said affordable home? Or maybe you'd rather invest in a new fifth-wheel travel trailer. We've got you covered both ways. We're Eagle Crest Homes and Campers, a subsidiary of Chief Industries.
Put your car or truck back to factory specs. Free estimates from certified techs. Eustis Body Shop. That's who we are.
And the kick is away. It's going to be a high short kick. Take it at the 13-yard line. Looking for some running room. Alma 15, 20. Got a little running room. 25 out to the 30. Blaine Jansen, and that's where he'll be drugged down. And that's pretty good starting field position here as Jacob Olmstead, who just made the touchdown reception, comes in and makes the tackle. And Alma will have it first down and 10 at their own 30-yard line.
Yeah, Doug, just able to check the stat sheet. You mentioned the big strikes that Overton goes for in their passing game. Olmstead averaging 7.2 yards per reception before that catch.
Hey, want to remind folks, don't forget, if you're at another football game in the area, we'd love to have you either call or text the Valentino Score Hotline, 646-0506, 308-646-0506. Hand off over the left side and across the 35 and out to the 36-yard line. It's a steady dose of Garrett Colling, and Colling picks up 6 yards. Right there, one more time, the Valentino's hotline. You can call, leave a voicemail, or you can text to 308-646-0506. That comes directly to us. We'll spread the score out to those in the listening area. Just put the score and the quarter, and that'd be great. We'd appreciate it. Here's a handoff, Colling right side. He's tripped up with an ankle tackle. Shooting through there is going to be Renderos. He'll lean forward for maybe a yard. It'll bring up third down and 3.
That's a nice tackle by Renderos, just wrapping up his ankles and bringing him down. It's, we didn't see Colling, obviously, against Amherst earlier this year, but in this 8-man game, Doug, one player like that can make an awful big difference.
Yeah, and that's all they've done. Every offensive play has been handed off to Colling. Let's see if they change it up. Yes, counter play, open hole, first down across midfield and into Overton territory for Kindler, down to the 38-yard line. So the first carry of the ball game for the junior, Jay Kindler. And it's going to be enough for the first down. We'll give him 5 yards.
Zach Olmstead, the older Olmstead brother, the junior, brings him down that time, but not after the first down was had.
So Alma trying to answer back here with 3.5 to go first quarter. 6-0 Overton on the 53-yard touchdown pass to Jacob Olmstead. A little shift there on the defense. They'll turn. They'll hand it off. Colling is drilled to the backfield. His first loss of the ball game. And Preston Meyer shoots through there and nails it for a loss of a yard. 2nd and 11.
Yeah, good job by Meyer getting penetration. And I think the wet condition probably helped a little bit that time because he sticks an arm out and he goes down.
Well, it's obvious Alma wants to not make mistakes. They want to keep it close. They want to stay with their horse. But, again, you can't run one play 20 straight times, so it'll be the time that they don't give it to Colling. We'll see what happens, and there's going to be a 5-yard illegal procedure penalty. because the fullback took off a half count too quick, and now that's second and 16.
Well, Doug, they went right back to that counter play. Call it a counter, call it a crossbuck, whatever you want, but they went exactly the opposite way to give Colling the ball, see if he can make something happen. Seven out of Overton's eight defensive players are within about 3.5-4 yards of the line of scrimmage. There's only one safety that has been back. Now they run a little spread formation to get some people cleared out of there.
Fourth penalty of the first quarter. Beeler is a capable quarterback, and we have got another penalty flag as they send him in motion, and it looks like, again, it's going to be on the offense here. And Alma all of a sudden is going the wrong way. Back-to-back illegal procedure penalties. Five penalties for 25 yards, and this is only their second possession of the football game. So Coach Brex has to be concerned right now, and he's got to be even more concerned that after getting the first down, they face second and 21.
Yeah, I think these are easy calls for the officials, too. I mean, they're going nuts out there on the field to point them out. We're not talking holding in the middle of the line of scrimmage. We're just talking about things that back you up.
Well, Max Beeler can throw the ball, but in these conditions, it'll make it a little bit tougher, and he loves the finding of Wettstein as his receiver. Man in motion, rolling to his right, wants to throw it back inside. Overton has this snuffed out. It's complete to Blaine Jansen. I'm not sure Jansen's going to get close to getting back to the line of scrimmage. Tony Overton was all over that.
Yeah, it looked to me like it's a loss of about 4 or 5, Doug. There were four white jerseys, and I think the first man there was Zach Olmstead. So that came from a scouting report. It's pretty easy to see there.
It's going to be third and about 27 yards to go. And for Beeler, he's 1-for-1 through the air for negative 6 yards. Not the kind of things you want to see. 6-0 Overton, a minute 50 to go here in the first quarter. And Overton will send Colling out wide to the right. One man on the backfield, Beeler. He will throw the football. Looking, now has some pressure. He's going to throw it up for grabs. That is a wounded duck, and it is intercepted at the 39 by Olmstead. 35, 30, 25, and he will finally be pushed out of bounds at about the 23-yard line. Jacob Olmstead with the interception. One school of thought there, I think, is it's going to be a long punting situation, so throw it as far as you can. If it gets picked off, it gets picked off, but he didn't get a chance to throw it
right,
as far as he could, and it blew up in their face.
The pressure was right there. He threw it about half as far as he could, and then you're saying, it just floated up there, and it's almost like Olmstead's waiting for a fair catch.
So the first turnover of the football game will mark the ball at the Alma 23-yard line with 1:31 to go here in the first quarter. Overton up 6-0, and they will hand it off to the fullback, and Renderos is going to come crashing towards the 20. Mark him just short. Got a couple.
Charlie Robinson again, that middle linebacker position. Now the Lions getting everybody else off of him. No one touches him, and he's just throwing people to the ground.
So second down. We'll call it 8 yards to go just outside the Alma 20-yard line. Overton scoring on their only pass play, well, their second pass play, we should say, of the football game. And the quarterback, Jared Schaefer, fakes the handoff. He wants to keep it. That might be a busted play. He didn't really look like he wanted to keep it. He's going to lose some yardage. Wettstein and Robinson back there to make the tackle. And it's going to be third down and 9.
Yeah, you can get used to calling those guys' names on the defense for the Cardinals tonight because they're getting it done up front. The linemen keeping people off of those linebackers. The linebackers running the football.
Under 30 seconds to go here in the first quarter. Overton trying to add to their 6-0 lead. They'll go spread offense now. Twins to the right, the short side. One man out wide to the left, and backing up into the shotgun is Jared Schaefer on third down and 9. Schaefer quick out to Hodgson behind the line of scrimmage, and Hodgson couldn't hang on to the ball. It dropped right out of his hands.
Can't tell me those guys didn't watch the Nebraska game. You see the scrum for that ball down the line of scrimmage there? There wasn't nobody letting that thing go untouched. If it wasn't happened to be a lateral right there.
So it'll stop the clock with 18 seconds. Kai Wolf will come off, but the position that Overton's on the field, they've got to go for it. It's fourth down and 9 at the Alma 21-yard line. Cardinals need to come up with a stop here. So let's see what they can do. Back to the power run formation. Offset backs. Unbalanced line strong to the right this time. Schaefer back to pass. Back, trying to set up a backside screen, and it is complete to Renderos. Breaks the tackle at the 20, to the 15, to the 10. He's got the first down, and he's knocked out of bounds close to the 6-yard line.
Doug, the problem for the Alma Cardinal defense is right there. They're paying such attention to Olmstead down the field. He's blanket coverage. They forget the other side of the field. That's exactly where Overton goes.
It's pretty good discipline by Overton, too, because that was a very slow developing play. It took a long time to set up that backside screen. And when they were able to do it, it breaks for 15 yards. So it's first and goal. Overton at the 6-yard line. 6 seconds to go here in the quarter. Schaefer, toss, sweep right side. Hodson comes inside his right guard, and he will be just short of the goal line. They'll mark him at about the 1.5-yard line. Now they're going to say the knee's down, maybe a little farther back at the 2. So we'll give him a 4-yard gain, and that'll be the final play of the first quarter. It's a battle of 6-1 teams with the district championship on the line. And after one, it's Overton 6 and Alma nothing, but Overton knocking on the door. They're down at the 2 when we come back.
Stop into an Aurora Co-op today and get all you need to keep your farm going. You can find an Aurora Co-op near you. Aurora Co-op is a proud supporter of all area athletes in and out of the game. Aurora Co-op, with a location near you.
First in personal service, first in community pride, first in supporting local kids giving their all for the home school, first in state-of-the-art banking. We're First Bank and Trust, Cozad, Clay Center, and Eustis.
We believe you deserve the best. That's why we're here at Ag West. You gotta go AgWest.com. Go Ag West.
Sorensen Construction in Kearney specializes in new construction, additions, and remodeling, both commercial and residential. Sorensen Construction has been your on-time contractor for over 50 years. Proud supporter of all area high school sports.
And welcome back to high school football here on your sports leader of the Tri-Cities, KKPR-FM, Kearney, Alma, and Overton. We start the second quarter. It is second down and goal at the 2-yard line for Overton, and they are up 6-0. And this coming on the heels of an interception by Olmstead that took it down to the 23-yard line. So they'll split the backs here. Looks like they brought Colburn in as a fullback. And Schaefer going to turn, hand it off over the left side, and stretching for the goal line, but it looks like they're going to be short. They're down.
It looked like there were two Cardinals 3 yards in the backfield. No one knew who had the football. Then the ball just shoots out of there about a yard and a half ahead of where it was.
And Hodson, it looks like, carried the football that time. And it looks like one of the Cardinals, Ty Wolf, got rolled up on, and they are helping him off the field right now, Tony.
Yeah, Jacob Mully going to come in for him, so that could be a big loss for the Cardinals. We talked about Kai Wolf before. He's only a sophomore, but he's about 270 pounds, a sophomore.
It is third down and goal, and that ball is inside the 1-yard line. Let's see if Schaefer just goes with a quarterback sneak here. On third and goal for Overton, Schaefer, quarterback sneak, right side, touchdown Eagles. And with 11:38 to go here in the first half, it's Overton 12 and Alma nothing. Good job that time just following his big boy Brady Cox and getting into the end zone.
Yeah, Doug, I think you saw the Overton Eagles before, too, because it was pretty easy to see that quarterback sneak was coming there. Schaefer just goes straight ahead. Now they'll go for two since they missed that first extra point.
Yeah, and I don't know. A little early to go for two, right, Tony?
I would think so.
But they will go for two and see if they can take it out to a 14-0 lead. And Schaefer runs the dive. The ball is fumbled, and it's going to be covered by Alma, but they will not be able to advance it. So tried to pull it back out of the fullback's belly. It shot straight up in the air, and the conversion is no good. So with 11:38 to go here in the second quarter of play, it's Overton 12 and Alma nothing. We'll be back with the kickoff after this timeout.
What's your favorite workout? Swimming, racquetball, Pilates, lifting, aerobics, cardio exercise? Guess who can get you in shape with all of these and more? It's where we build strong kids, strong families, and a strong community. It's our Grand Island YMCA.
Let Russ Smith help you with all your lending needs. You have the reasons, we have the loans. Call Russ Smith at CharterWest National Bank of Kearney, where they offer all types of loans, from new construction, home, commercial, and for the seniors, the reverse mortgage loans. You have the reasons, we have the loans. CharterWest National Bank.
Terry and Jason Stark of New Tech Seed are proud sponsors of high school sports. For high-yielding corn, soybean, and alfalfa, New Tech Seed is the only company you'll ever need. Call Terry or Jason today at 750-6060 or visit newtech at yieldleader.com.
Doug Duda, Tony Duda is back with you here at Alma, where it's a heavy mist or a light rain, whatever you want to consider it, as the ball will be kicked away here, and it is going to bounce at the 15, and then instead of bouncing out of bounds, it bounces in, so Alma's got to pick it up. But good coverage there by the Eagles to drag down Kindler, and the do-it-everything man Hodgson is there. Brady Cox is down there as well. They'll push him out of bounds near the 18-yard line. It'll be first down and 10.
Yeah, pretty easy to decide right now. That up man would have certainly caught the ball, went straight ahead, but decided to let it hit the ground, and then it shoots straight back in the middle of the field.
well, one of the key, or there's a couple, three key guys out there. It's the young kids with the towel over the football tonight to try and keep it dry. 12-0. Over to the lead. Alma on their third possession of the football game. Try and get something going here. See if they can catch up here. They cannot allow Overton to get too far away. Hand off to Coley. On the left side, he breaks the tackle. He's into the clear. 30, 40. He's going to outrun everybody. That's the way to get back in it. Derek Coley, one play to the house, 62 yards.
Well, that's the problem, Doug, with having everybody up there within 3.5, 4 yards of the line of scrimmage. Once he breaks it, that safety's going to make a one-on-one tackle. He misses it. Touchdown. It's that simple because he's gone.
Well, that'll knock your yardage way up there in a hurry, and very well done. Very well done. And that'll make it 12-6. And now Alma is a team that will either go for one or two, and it looks like they're going to line up to go for one here. And the holder will be Max Beeler, and the place kicker will be Corey Kindler.
I think we got an equipment issue down there for the Eagles, maybe. Officiating crew tonight, the officiating crew, I realize that the referee is no other than Brent Niall Samuelson, home of Bertrand Viking. Grew up a mile and a half up the road from me.
Well, obviously, he'll need a good four-man crew with him to overset him. High snap on the extra point. There's no rush from Overton, and all Alma does is fall on it. Actually, a Beeler, if he'd have known, he'd have had plenty of time to pick it up. But the conversions have been problems here for all three touchdowns. But for Alma right now, they're on the board. 11:21 to go here in the first half of play. Overton 12, Alma 6 in the battle of 6-1 teams. We'll continue our Thursday night high school football coverage on KKPR after this timeout.
AgriServices is a proud sponsor of high school sports. AgriServices identifies their intention to provide staff and services that continually exceed customer expectations. Consider AgriServices as your service partner. AgriServices, proud to be Agra.
Michigo Sports Incorporated of Kearney wants you to see them before the game begins. With a great selection to choose from, get your game on at Michigo's now. In the downtown Kearney Center, Michigo's, you'll be better equipped for the games you play.
Doug Duda along with Tony Davis and our producer, engineer Nick Grimes from Alma. And it's 12-6 in favor of Overton. Overton taking advantage of the short field on the interception, going 23 yards. Then after a nice kick coverage there by Overton, pinning Alma at the 18, Coling broke three and a one-play drive, 62-yard touchdown. And now they get ready to boot the football away. And Kindler pounds this one into that rain, and it's going to be taken at the 5 by Olmstead. Left side 10, 15, finally touch 20, 25, 30. Down the sideline, they still haven't thrown him out of bounds. Westheim finally, near midfield, will push him out of bounds at the 37-yard line. Good return by Olmstead, first down and 10 Overton. So after seeing a lot of defense for most of the first quarter, now we're seeing some big plays in the last 5 minutes.
Well, you couldn't have kicked the ball any better in this, I guess, light rainstorm we've got going on here, all the way down to about where you go for the two-point conversion, and then the coverage just wasn't there. He gets down the sideline, right down the sideline he went.
So first down and 10, back to that split-back formation here for the Overton Eagles. Unbalanced line, strong to the right, fake the counter. Schaefer's going to keep it himself, bounce outside, finds the 40, 35, turns the corner 30, and he'll be brought down to the 25-yard line by Blaine Jansen. First down, Overton.
Doug, see that whole first quarter, how many plays they run between the tackles? I mean, it was just kind of hand the ball off here, hand the ball off there. We'll try and pop one outside now. All of a sudden, we're trying to go wide and getting outside for big plays. Bad news for Alma Cardinal fans. They're bringing a card out. Kai Wolf looks to be done for the night. They're taking him in.
Yeah, he got rolled up on down at the goal line when he got everybody trying to stop that goal line stand. First down and 10. And here's Hodgson again off the left side. Somebody gets depleted as he comes across the 25 down to about the 22. Gain of 3. It'll be second down and 7.
Well, Austin Davis coming up and making that tackle from his safety position.
Major League Baseball currently airing on our sister station, ESPN Radio 1460 and 1550 AM, and a good start for the Angels, Tony.
Yeah, it sounds like 4-0. Nobody was out when that report came in bottom of the first.
We'll keep you up to date on that as well. Second down, we'll call it 7 yards to go here for Overton at the 23-yard line. Hodgson, same play, left side, stood up, falls forward, good stick, Jay Kindler, and he's fired up. gets down to the 19. There is some yardage, but it's going to be third down and 3, 4-yard gain, but he made contact. He stood him straight up.
Yeah, that was a great tackle by Kindler that time, letting him know that the boys in black and red can hit a little bit too. Those white jerseys, I think, have been the ones throwing people around maybe up front, especially those Olmstead boys at times. But
10 minutes to go, first half, Overton 12, Alma 6, and the Eagles on the move again. Third down and 3 at the 19-yard line of the Cardinals. Split the backs. Long count this time by Schaefer, and he's going to hand it to his fullback and get the first down across the 15 down to the 14-yard line.
Doug, not only are they playing that 4-3 defense, you see two linebackers from Alma cheating up there. It's coming, you know, as far as blitzing, so everybody's just shooting up there. And those quick hitters kind of catch people off guard, and they're just overrunning plays.
Renderos picking up the 5 yards. Hodgson with 31, Renderos with 7, Schaefer with 20, and the big play, a 53-yard touchdown pass on the first touchdown for Overton. First and 10 at the 14-yard line. Again, Schaefer taking a little bit longer count here. He'll turn, he'll pitch it, and Hodgson slips out of one tackle, gets inside the 10, and now Overton is doing a lot better, not being brought down by the first man as he gets to the 7.
Well, Kindler gets up. He gets up initially where he hit Hodgson. I think he came up with his shoe. Shoe comes off and he flips it backwards.
Jaron Hodgson, the 195-pound senior back, he is a load to bring down. And we see here Schaefer taking longer on the snap count because Alma was starting to just fire on first count, fire off the ball and get in there. Now they're getting him to fake in, and they're having to step back, and they caught Alma a couple of times stepping back instead of coming forward.
Good observation there, Doug. They've really got them lean, and, you know, it's not like it was the first time. They're making them guess, at least.
Hey, congratulations to your Bertrand Vikings, a winner earlier today over Wilcox Hildreth. We'll take a second down and 3 yards to go at the 7 for Overton. Again, long count, high formation. Hand it off to the second man through Hodgson. He'll crash to the 5, and he is going to be very close to a first down here.
Kindler saying, I kind of like to hit you when you were upright a little bit better, Jared. Hodgson comes through about 3 foot off the ground, and Kindler took the brunt of that blow.
Going to be short. It's third and about a half a yard here at the 5. So they need a half yard for the first down. They need 5 for the touchdown. Schaefer is going to keep it over the right side. He's got enough for the first down. Good play to bring him down. On the tackle is Ross Poisner, but he should have enough for the first down. They didn't mark him very far forward, so let's see. Yeah, there it is. He only needed about a football length, and he will get the first down. So Schaefer got what he needed.
Yeah, it looks pretty easy here. Everybody's got to be looking at Jared Hodgson getting this football in this situation, don't they, Doug?
This is where teams just have not been able to stop Overton over the years. Can Alma do it? First and goal from the 4. Schaefer again, long count, turns. Hodgson off the left side. He is going to crash half the way to the goal line and be down at the 2.
Everybody knew he was getting the ball, and they just couldn't do anything about it. It's just a simple handoff, but that's, you know, about the third play other than a quarterback sneak, and then maybe the second play you learn in the football. See, that's just straight ahead power running.
12-6 Overton, 7.5 to go here in the first half, and Overton trying to add on again. It is second down and goal at the 2, right in the middle of the football field. Schaefer on the count. Again, long count. Takes the snap, hands it to his man Hodgson. Hodgson is hit and falls backwards again to the 1. Good job by Kindler to hit him right away, but Overton has that uncanny way of being hit and always falling forward. It is third and goal at the 1.
Yeah, Kindler coming from like an outside linebacker position to get in on a lot of tackles here on this possession.
Well, Coach Glenn Snodgrass's crew have to feel that they're in a battle here. That's usually an easy touchdown, but Alma's hitting them up front. Last time they went quarterback sneak, it's third and goal at the 1-yard line. See if Schaefer does it again. Takes the snap over the right side. Renderos pushes him into the end zone. Touchdown, Overton.
Yeah, they just get up there, and they're just too powerful over that right side. Anytime you need a yard, yard and a half, it's just simple. Quarterback sneak.
Well, Schaefer barely even had a chance to take the snap, and Renderos was shoving him in the back to get him into the end zone, and it's now 18-6. So even if Alma had snacked him up over on that left side of the defensive line, he'd have got shoved in anyway. So They're going to go for two. Evidently, in these rainy conditions, Coach Glenn Snodgrass doesn't want a chance. He tried to kick the first one and had a bad snap and missed it. So on the two-point conversion, they'll hand it off up the middle, and they're not going to get in again. So four touchdowns in the game and no conversions. And with 6:45 to go here in the first half of play, it's the Overton Eagles 18, the Alma Cardinals 6. We'll be back with the kickoff and some score updates in 30 seconds.
Helpful people, dependable products, the ones you can count on at Fastfields Plaza on South 2nd Avenue in Kearney. Offering good customer service is easy when you connect with customers. Fastfills is your local Cenex convenience store. Helpful, like great team members.
Hello?
Hi, this is Scott from Builders, asking you to describe us in just three words.
Three words. How about awesome, cool, and awesome?
Visit Builders to make your project awesome, cool, and awesome.
And welcome back to Alma. As always, a big thank you to our many fine sponsors, which include Valentino's. We deliver the scores. They deliver the pizza. Tony.
Well, it looks like St. Cecilia 14, Grand Island Central Catholic 0. That's in the first quarter. I think a lot of people expected that. And Lincoln Christian 7, Lourdes Central Catholic 0. That at the end of the first quarter as well. Also in baseball, 4-0. The Los Angeles Angels lead the Yankees in 7-0. North Carolina over Florida State in the first.
The kick is fumbled at the 5, picked up at the 10 by Alma. 15, Kindler. And he will get back to the 18-yard line and be brought down by Trey Colburn. That's where they like to start. Last time they started at the 18, it was a 62-yard touchdown run by Colling. We will talk more about this at the half, but tonight's Kearney Catholic Dundee County game, Amherst, Arapahoe, SEM, Maywood, Broken Bow, Cozad, Loomis, Ansley, all of those games postponed until tomorrow. First down and 10 for Alma at their own 18-yard line. Neither team has called a timeout yet. And after the first 10 minutes was pretty quiet, now the teams are scoring on every possession. And Alma's going to have to score again to keep up. They'll give it off to Colling. Started right, goes left. Same play, 20, 25, 30, and brought down at the 31-yard line. And leading the blocking up there was J.C. Nelson. It's a first down.
Like Jacob Jensen's the one that upended his feet. And thank goodness if you're an Eagle fan, he did. Otherwise, there's another big play and off to another score when it went Colling.
109 yards already rushing for Garrett Colling. First down and 10 at the 31-yard line of the Cardinals. They have found something they like. Let's see how many times they can get back to it. Colling now trying to get to the outside left, and he is going to just get to the corner, be drugged down at the 35-yard line. A gain of 4. It'll be second and 6.
Yeah, Doug, there's 4, 4.5. That's what you like to see here on first down if you're the Cardinals. You haven't had those big play lugs in the one time, so let's go back to what got us here and keep running balls like that.
Just under 6 minutes to go. Midway through the second quarter, 18-6, Overton. Eagles have scored on their last three possessions. Beeler hands it off. Now fakes the handoff. Going to keep it on an option. Late pitch to Colling. All kinds of trouble. They are lucky they didn't lose the ball. They were all over into the tackle made by Jared Schaefer. That's the first time, and I guess let's face it, Tony, anytime they've done anything but turn and hand it to Colling, just a couple of passes, that option play. No, they had a pitch play that was a fumble on their other option. All four of those have been bad, bad, bad.
Well, you try and get outside, and they got half of white jerseys are out there. There's nothing to be had.
We'll call it a loss of 2 to Beeler. It's third down and 8. Ball at the 34-yard line, I formation, and Beeler back to pass. Got some time, throws it underneath. He's got his Wettstein. First down into Overton territory at the 34-yard line. That was a simple set-down route right there by Wettstein. Move the chains.
You know, Wettstein just finds a little bit of a hole in the zone and just sits there. I think that's a great play. And if I'm either Wettstein, he wants the ball more often. That's an easy pitch and catch for the Cardinals.
Well, Wettstein's probably one of the most underrated players, one of the kids you probably just haven't heard a lot about. And they'll give it off to Colling as they quickly get up the line of scrimmage. And he'll get down to the 32, pick up a couple there. But those are the kids that have been playing maybe since they were freshmen, definitely since they've been sophomores. They've been taking their lumps this senior class. Now they're getting to reap the benefits of that. And Wettstein's just a kid that has grown and grown and grown, and he is solid on both sides of the football. And he helped Alma get the first down. So now it's second down and 7. And they will give it to Colling again, this time off the right side. Gets into the secondary, across the 25, down to the 23. Going to be just short of the first down. Should be about third and, well, I'm lying. He's got the first down. He's got the first down and move the chains.
You know, Wettstein, one of those kids, listed at 6'6", 200 pounds. So a big target for Beeler to find over the middle.
So Alma's starting to move the ball here on the Overton Eagles. 4:20 and counting, first and 10, Coling again. Tried the middle, nothing there. Bounces out to the right side, across the 15, down to the 13-yard line, and very close to another first down.
That was Schaefer in on that tackle. Coling actually tried to stiff-arm him on the helmet. The moisture on the helmet, his hand just slipped off and let the Schaefer make the tackle.
Tony, if you're Glenn Snodgrass and his coaching staff over there, you've got to be concerned right now. Alma's running it right up the field on you.
Yeah, this is something you're not accustomed to at Overton, so...
So the chains will come out for a first down and another first down. That's five in the quarter here for the Alma Cardinals. So a 10-yarder there. And I've already got Coling for 134 yards here in the first half, Tony.
Yeah, Coling, you know, how many carries you got him for, Doug? Because that's probably even more impressive. Every time they run the football, he's got the ball in his hands.
I'm glad you're along with us tonight. Don't forget tomorrow more high school football, Kearney High and Lincoln Southeast here on KKPR. Wood River and Gibbon will be on ESPN 1460. Plus, over on 94.5 FM, Giltner and Silver Lake will play. We'll also have the Adams Central Aurora game on 1230 AM KHAS. All on the web, kkpr.com. Here's a quick hitter to Jay Kindler, and he finds a little room across the 10 and down to the 8-yard line.
Yeah, good run by Kindler, doing a good job of getting out the field. There's a little quick hitter, a little bit of a surprise there when Coling doesn't have the football.
That's close to a 5-yard gain. We'll call it second and 5 at the 8-yard line. I formation, toss to Coling, steps out of a man in the backfield, breaks another tackle inside the 5, fighting for the pylon, and he is going to be brought down short. And right at that first down marker, Overton busted through there. That's one of the first times they've shot through the line and been able to get to Coling, but he's so nifty, he's able to get out of there and get the first down.
Yeah, first down. Now it's just a simple about 2 yards to go because they're inside that the mark for the extra point there. So
first and goal at the 3. Beeler sets him down to the eye, gives it to Coling. Coling right side, touchdown, Alma. I'll tell you what, somebody said something to somebody. Because since the last two drives, it's been right down the field. Now, obviously, the last drive was a 62-yard run, but the hole was open easily, and Coling just takes it right down the field here. They converted a key third down with the pass to Wettstein, a one run by Kindler. Everything else is Garrett Coling, 142 yards already, and he's in the end zone for the touchdown. And now they will line up and go for two. They'll hand it to Coling again, this time right over center and in for the two-point conversion. So with 3 minutes to go in the first half, it's the Overton Eagles 18 and the Alma Cardinals 14. We'll be back with the kickoff right after this timeout on Classic Hits 98.9.
Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine specializes in getting all athletes back in the game. Whether you're running your business or running up the score, you can get hurt, and they can help. Dr. Lauren specializes in the treatment of foot and ankle problems. Sports medicine for every athlete. Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine.
Valentino's, home of the Grand Italian Buffet. Come in before and after the game, or call for one of their great pizzas. You can carry out or Valentino's will deliver in the Kearney area. Get yours tonight. Valentino's, North 2nd Avenue in Kearney.
Community banking is our business, and your peace of mind is our priority. At Platte Valley State Bank, we will build a financial relationship with you that will meet your needs and truly bring you peace of mind. The right community bank is pretty important, and Platte Valley State Bank is the right financial center for you. Member FDIC.
Unofficially, Garrett Coling, 16 carries, 142 yards, and a touchdown. He did have a long 62-yard touchdown run, so he's got both touchdowns right now, and a two-point conversion for the Alma Cardinals. And the ball on the tee now for Corey Kindler to boot it away. Still plenty of time here, too, so they need a good kick and good coverage. Overton has had a couple of good returns. And the boot is away. It will be returnable. Olmstead will take it at the 3, dropped it, picks it up to 7. He's got plenty of time, 10, 15. 20, and he'll be brought down to the 22. And again, Blaine Jansen's in there. First down and 10 for Overton. They've got all their timeouts with 2:55 to go in the first half, and the Eagles up 18-14.
Yeah, Olmstead, you know, sees the ball coming at him. It's one of those where he checks to see how close the defenders and the blockers are getting to him. And then when he finds the ball again, it's right in his face mask. Because right off his face mask, luckily, he's got a good bounce, hop right up to him.
Well, a nice competitive football game here. Don't forget at the half, the Ravenna Sanitation halftime report. We'll update scores from around the area. We'll give you the first half stats of this game. We'll talk about the games going on tomorrow. We'll talk about the games that are going on tomorrow that were supposed to go on today. All that and more coming up at the half. Right now, Overton takes over. First and 10 at their own 22-yard line. Unbalanced, strong to the right, and they'll hand it off to Hodson. Hodson has a nice block, 25, 30, and stretches forward to the 31-yard line, a gain of 9.
Now, Charlie Robinson's the one that drags him down, but the damage had been done, and that happened right up front.
Second down and a long one, and Overton's going no huddle. On second down, Hodson, same play, over the right side. Getting in there, Schaefer trying to lead the block for him. He's got enough for the first down. Not a huge gain, just a couple, but enough to move the sticks for the Eagles.
Yeah, once again on this defensive set, the Cardinals went back to that three-man line, Doug, with those four linebackers. We'll see if maybe they opt to go back to the four-down linemen.
15 carries, but just 54 yards for Jared Hodgson so far in the football game. Again, the big strike for them, a 53-yard touchdown pass. They also had an interception, which gave him a short field of 23 yards. On their second score, here's a toss to the outside. Hodson, he's hit in the backfield. Great penetration coming through for Alma. He runs the ball, and then he goes and gets the ball. Garrett Kohling comes in and drops him down from his DB position. And it's going to be second down and turn it to third down and one.
Yeah,
first, excuse me, second down and 11, a loss of one.
There you go. Kindler and Kohling both there for the Cardinals and doing a good job of getting Schaefer to run more lateral and not allowing that corner to be had.
Well, they didn't allow him to run it between the ends, that or between the tackles, if you want to call it that, here in the eight-man game. And tried to get outside, didn't work. Man split out wide to the right, and they'll go with that inside draw and hold it on to the jersey and not letting him get through that time. The Alma Cardinals, and that is a J.C. Nelson, as they gave the ball in the slot to Renderos.
Trent Christensen, Doug, those one that had him by the jersey and just would not let him go. He tried to pick up ahead of steam and get out of his reach, but he could not do it.
Well, that'll make it a third down and 10 situation here. Alma not calling a timeout to try and stop the clock because they don't want to give Overton any more than they've got. Alma's got the momentum right now, and if they can get a stop, they're going to be in pretty decent shape, even though they trail 18-14. Third and 10. Try to set up that screen again. Schaefer's about 15 yards in the backfield. Gets it to Renderos. Alma's all over it. They push him out of bounds at the 34-yard line. And that'll stop the clock, Tony. So they scored, or they didn't score, but they got a big, big third down, fourth down conversion earlier in the ball game, and they tried to go back to it. Alma was all over it.
Number 98, Ross Poyser, didn't know where he wanted to go after Schaefer or get back and guard against the screen. Kind of had him back there kind of in no man's land. Didn't know what to do.
Fourth and 9 at the 33. Schaefer back in punt formation. 48 seconds to go. He drops the snap. Has time, though. Picks it up and puts a beauty. And Alma will take it at the 10, then fumble the ball. It's inside the 5. And Alma's just going to sit on it right there. And covering the ball will be Jay Kindler.
Boy, you know what? I know that special teams is such a huge part of this eight-man game. You got to secure that football, and I know you want to make something happen on the return. But boy, you get a big hole here. I think you just get out of here.
Well,
now.
You don't want to make a mistake and give over to the ball inside the 10. 37-yard punt. They lost another 5 on the fumble, but Alma has it first and 10 at their own 5-yard line, trailing 18-14 with just 39 seconds to go in the half. Heck, give it to Kohling. You've seen that he can break the long one, and that's what they do off the left side, and look out. He slipped, or he might have been gone. He tried to cut back against the grain. A timeout going to be called as he's brought down at the 11-yard line. A 6-yard gain, but as you said, Tony, if you're 2 yards upfield, you're already past about 5 defensive players for Overton.
And once again, it was Jacob Jensen, Doug. He had to beat Jacob Jensen for a score there, and he just didn't do it that time.
Timeout on the field with 32 seconds to go in the first half. It's Overton 18 and Alma 14. We'll be back in 30 seconds.
For a home-cooked breakfast or lunch, head to Mom's Kitchen, the one in Elm Creek, of course. When Mom doesn't want to cook or she isn't there to cook, Mom's Kitchen in Elm Creek is the best.
Trust the experts when it comes to your hearing or hearing aid products. At ENT Physicians of Kearney and Family Hearing Center, our university-trained audiologists provide individualized care, caring for our community one patient at a time. We're ENT Physicians of Kearney and Family Hearing Center.
Well, most of the fans have found a way to get up against the press box or to stay in the car or find a way to stay out of the problems of what's going on with the weather here. So, the first time out called by Alma. They've got two more remaining. So two timeouts left, but it is second down and four at their own 11-yard line. 32 seconds to go in the half. They send Kohling in motion. Beeler going to go ahead and hand it off to Kindler. Kindler to the 15, out to about the 17-yard line, and that's going to be enough for a first down.
Well, I don't think you want to take a timeout here. You get the clock stop on the chain. Oh, they're going to take one anyway.
So a timeout going to be called again here by Alma. They'll have one remaining, 28 seconds to go. But, Tony, if you're going to call those timeouts, you have to have some kind of a plan set up here. And we've seen many a game become a disaster in this exact situation where you're trying to make something happen before the half and the defense makes a play and gives themselves a chance to score or returns an interception for a touchdown. And tonight, Beeler has put it up three times. One was a screen that went for negative six. The second one, he was trying to throw it deep, and I don't know if he was hit or the ball just slipped out of his hands, but it went up in the air and was intercepted. And then he had that 14-yard completion to Chad Wettstein. And Wettstein, right over the middle, they don't usually send him out on the hash mark where you might see a hook and lateral. But we'll see what they do. On first down and 10, as they come back over the ball at their own 17-yard line, give it to Kohling over the left side, 20, and out to the 25. And the tackle made at another timeout, going to be called right here. And the tackle made by Jacob Chetton.
He's out there on an island by himself, Doug. He doesn't make that tackle. It's a touchdown, and they got the lead going into halftime.
Well, a 7-yard gain, we'll call it, for Garrett Kohling. And as we mentioned, they did not have Garrett when they played Amherst. And a lot of people just, they didn't look at that. They didn't pay attention. And last week, Amherst didn't have their whole team against Overton either, including big Mr. Casson, who was out, had a couple of running backs that had been sick. The flu, the injury, it's been going all over. Everybody that's playing and anybody that's got a kid in athletics knows about it. And so sometimes the score might be a little deceiving unless you know the whole story. And hopefully you'll know the whole story about the Alma-Overton game tonight by listening to it here on KKPR-FM. Kearney, Overton, Alma, Classic Hits, 98.9 FM, and the World Wide Web at kkpr.com. As we get ready for halftime, we'd love to know your high school football score. Just text it or call and leave a voicemail on our Valentino's score line, 646-0506. It's a 308 area code, 646-0506. We'll get the halftime score out. Second down, we'll call it three. Ball at their own 25-yard line, and Alma will back to pass. Beeler. Beeler has all day. Now throws over the middle, and it is complete to Kindler across the 40 and down to the 35-yard line. Jay Kindler hauls it in.
Now they're saying incomplete, Doug. They immediately this back judge came in here. Somebody, that ball went through his hands.
Okay, well, one guy, one official was calling it a catch. The next one did not, so we'll mark it down. Everybody was getting excited and incomplete. So it'll be third down and three at the 25-yard line.
Yeah, the two officials were running down signaling for a catch. The guy from behind must have had an angle at something because immediately.
Well, everybody from Overton was looking for Kohling, and all of a sudden Beeler's back there and waiting and waiting and waiting. Third down, and Beeler back to pass again. Wettstein on a fly pattern into double coverage. It's going to be intercepted at the 25 up to the 30. 35, Jensen. There's going to be a block in the back, and he'll be brought down at the 37-yard line with 3 seconds to go. So there you go, the second interception of the ball game, and Overton, after this penalty, is going to have it inside their own 25-yard line with one play left in the half.
Well, there you go, Doug. It's as good as a punt, throwing it that far down the field. And then as long as they cover that, I don't necessarily like that. I think you've got to kick the ball away from anybody down there and don't let them with that opportunity to return it and make a big play. But nonetheless, we're going to go to halftime. It looks 18-14.
The ball will be back at the Overton 23-yard line. And that is the first penalty of the ball game on Overton. And it looks like they may just line up in the victory formation to take the knee and take it to halftime here. And that's exactly what they're going to do. They're putting Schaefer under center, takes the ball, backs up, takes a knee, and we are at halftime. So this battle of 6-1 teams, been a pretty good one. A lot on the ground. One of the big plays has been through the air for Overton, but Garrett Coley unofficially 155 yards and two touchdowns in the first half for the Alma Cardinals, plus he has a two-point conversion run. And at the half, it's the Overton Eagles 18 and the Alma Cardinals 14. Coming up, the Ravenna Sanitation halftime report. Tony, before we send it back to the studios, Alma could have got in some bad situation here. They were down. They scored. Overton marched it right down on them, made it 18-6. But then Alma put together a great scoring drive, mainly on the ground with Garrett Coley.
Well, I'm watching Glenn Snodgrass, his coaches, walk off the field right now, and they've got to be a little bit dumbfounded because I believe the last time anybody handled their line like this, they've got to have vision flashing back to Howells at some point because of the only they never get handled like this before. This isn't a double reverse or a wing back pass or something. This is straight ahead football that Overton has dominated for so long, and Alma's had to have caught him off guard here, and Collins' power and running ability had to really caught him off guard as well.
Well, and Overton's just going to have to scheme a little bit different. I'm guessing we'll start to see them maybe stun a little more, move their guys around, because although Coley has been able to run to both sides, most of his big runs have been right off his left guard. And so whoever the personnel is or however they're attacking that, that's definitely the first thing that they'll be addressing. And then they're going to have to make sure that they continue to hold on to the ball here. And if they can score, then it's up to Alma to try and catch them. And that's usually how Overton puts away competitive games. They just keep scoring.
Well, but now remember, Alma deferred, so they will get the ball first. And that could be a big part in this ball game too. If Alma can keep running the ball they have been, I think they haven't tried all that much to go wide. And when they have, it's been a disaster. Overton's done a good job of lateral getting outside. I think you got to look, find Chad Wettstein back over the middle and have a big play there because he's just a great target to hit across the middle in a tough matchup for anybody.
Well, you mentioned Alma will get the ball first. One thing that you can say, Overton has pretty much dominated special teams. Their punts have been longer. They have done a good job on their kick returns. Alma has never really had great starting field position. They've been inside their 20 a lot tonight. They've been able to take care of that the last two times. Overton has been starting out around the 30, 35-yard line on their possessions in this football game outside of the opening possession. But so we'll see if they can pin Alma deep to start the third quarter.
Also a little note here, Doug, hardly any precipitation falling right now at halftime. Hardly any. Now this is the least that's come down all game long.
Well, everybody's headed to the concession stand or else they have headed inside their vehicle to try and warm up and get out of the cold and the precip. And so we'll be talking to those folks listening in their vehicles, those folks listening at home, and those folks listening on the World Wide Web at kkpr.com. Doug Gooden, Tony Davis, our engineer and producer Nick Grimes, will be back with the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report in just a moment. Your score, Overton 18 and Alma 14.
Call M&J Signs and ask the professionals how they can brighten up your business and get the attention of your next customer. Check them out at mnjsigns.com. M&J Signs is a proud supporter of all the area athletes.
Honey, hurry. We need to finish loading up the trash. The dump closes in an hour.
Don't let trash take up all your time. Ravenna Sanitation takes trash seriously. From your home, the farm, and your business, they remove it. Ravenna Sanitation, serving all of Buffalo County.
Huggins has it. For all you athletes and fans, we have everything you need from Nike, Under Armour, Adidas, Mizuno, Asics, and more. And along with a great selection of shoes and apparel, we offer screen printing, embroidery, trophies, and engraving too. Huggins Sporting Goods, 2412 Central Avenue, Kearney.
Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center would like to encourage all area athletes and individuals to get back into the game. Whether you're preparing for the big game this week or recovering from a stroke, car accident, or work comp injury, choose Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center. We're dedicated to getting you back into the game of life.
And welcome back to Alma. Doug Duda with you here on the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report. Ravenna Sanitation for quality, dependable trash hauling service. For your farm, home, or business, contact the professionals at Ravenna Sanitation. Your halftime score, Overton 18 and Alma 14 in this battle of 6-1 teams. Now, one thing to tell you about Alma, a lot to play for tonight. As people said, this is probably the biggest game at Alma football-wise in a long, long time. Alma just has not had success on the football field in recent years. And you take a look that they're going to be going into the playoffs. They're going to be doing some good things, they hope. A win tonight would give them the share of the district title for the first time in school history. It would most likely move them into a home football game as well in the opening round of the playoffs, which is 1 week from tonight. But, of course, we will not know the pairings officially until Saturday, as all the games are played tomorrow. And we can all just cross our fingers that we'll be able to have all the games done by tomorrow. But you look at Alma, they have not been to the playoffs since 1992. They had a nice little run there from the late 80s into the early 90s. But here's a team that has won one playoff game since 1976. It's a program that is trying to get back into the winning ways and put some wins on the board. And, boy, they're doing it here this season, and they're trying to get to 7-1 tonight. So we'll see if they can get that done. They do trail right now, but it's a close game, 18-14. Three touchdowns by Overton on their extra point kick. It was a high snap, so they didn't get it away far enough. And then they went for two twice, didn't get in either time. For the Alma Cardinals, they scored their first touchdown. They were trying to get that football into the end zone, but the kick was no good. They snapped it right over the holder's head. So then they went for two and able to get it in, making it 18-14. That makes it a little scary for both teams because conversions could end up making the difference in this football game tonight if it stays this close. So 18-14 the score. We'll figure up some stats, have those for you, and another Valentino score update right after this. 1 minute break on the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report.
First Tier Bank of Kearney, Holdridge, and Elm Creek work hard to ensure they offer their customers the best rates, the best service, and the most choices of any bank. Make sure you're part of the winning team with First Tier Bank, Kearney, Holdridge, and Elm Creek.
Is injury keeping you on the sidelines? Let Drs. Dan Slosky, Heber Crockett, and John Wright help you get back in the game. Fellowship trained in sports medicine, they can provide the necessary treatment and rehabilitation to get you on the field or court. New West Sports Medicine at 3219 Central Avenue, Suite 102, Kearney. For the athlete and all of us.
Nebraska Farm Bureau offers a number of great benefits. From its member group rates with Blue Cross Blue Shield of Nebraska to the most visible economic benefit through Farm Bureau Financial Services. Stop by your Buffalo County Farm Bureau office today.
Foster Family Foods in Elm Creek and Gibbon is your full-service grocery store. At Foster's, your satisfaction is always the number one goal. Foster's Family Foods, the little store that's big on you. Proud to support area sports.
And we're back with you here at Alma, where the precipitation has stopped, but it's just a damp night. It's just damp, it's cool, and the football teams really are playing hard. About the only spot that it seems to be affecting them is trying to catch punts, trying to catch kickoffs. So we've seen just about every one of them slide through. You wear the gloves, it gets your hits on your jersey, it slides right down. Nobody's lost a fumble in this football game, so that's the good thing if you want to look at that for both teams here tonight. This is the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report. Ravenna Sanitation, for quality, dependable trash hauling service for your farm, home, or business, contact the professionals at Ravenna Sanitation. Let's take a look at a few of the scores on the Valentino scoreboard. Valentino's try the Grand Italian Buffet for lunch tomorrow. And unfortunately, you could kind of sense that this was going to happen, a battle of unbeatens tonight. Not very close in Grand Island. As they are near the end of the second quarter, it is Hastings St. Cecilia 35 and Grand Island Central Catholic nothing. 35-0, St. Cecilia right before the half. Another big game indeed tonight, Ewing 44, Elgin 6. That is a final. West Holt leads their competition, Plainview, 7-0 as they approach halftime as well. And a final from earlier today, it was Bertrand 48 and Wilcox Hildreth 18. Now, as we told you, there are some games postponed and will be played tomorrow at 2 o'clock tomorrow. Kearney Catholic will be traveling all the way out to Benkelman to take on Dundee County. It wasn't the weather that postponed the game there directly. Weather did give them some power problems, and they were out of everything. Electricity was down in the whole town, and that part out there around Benkelman and Hitchcock County was having problems. And so they were not able to have the football game. Kearney Catholic at Dundee County tomorrow at 2. Loomis and Ansley will play tomorrow at 2. Amherst and Arapahoe will play at 4. Cozad and Broken Bow will play at 4. Also tomorrow, SEM travels to Maywood. football at 1, volleyball at 3:30, and the Anselmo Myrna Brady game, another D2 battle, has been moved to tomorrow night as well. Some of the other games that are going to be going on tomorrow, we told you a little bit about what's going to be covered on the radio. And here are your games, at least in our portion of the listening area on Friday, besides the ones we just told you about. Lincoln Southeast will be at Kearney High. You can hear that game right here on KKPR. Pregame at 6:30 and the kickoff at 7 from Foster Field. Grand Island's at Lincoln High. Northwest will be at Hastings, and you'll be able to hear that game on ESPN 1550. Adams Central is at Aurora, 12:30 a.m., KHAS. Hartman Lutheran is at Litchfield. Lexington is at Holdridge tomorrow. Donovan Trumbull's at Central City. Minden's at Wood River, at Centura. Wood River is at Gibbon. You can hear that game on ESPN 1460. And don't forget any of the games that are on the radio. Go to kkpr.com, and you can click on it and listen to any of those games on your computer. Also tomorrow, Ord is at Southern Valley. Fillmore Central's at St. Paul. Sutton's at Blue Hill. Loup City's at High Plains. Franklin is at Axtell. Maxwell travels to Callaway. Giltner will be at Silver Lake. Giltner is 6-1. Silver Lake is unbeaten. That game is on the Breeze, 94.5 FM. Finally tomorrow, Clay Center's at Harvard. Bruning Davenport is at Lawrence Nelson. And Shickley is at Red Cloud. Once again, we are at the half here in Alma. It is Overton 18 and Alma 14. We'll be back with the first half stats in 1 minute.
Age 50 or older? Hey, is there any benefit of being mature? You bet there is. At Barney Insurance, we have programs especially designed just for you. Did you know that you are a low risk? Mm-hmm. Call us at Barney Insurance, 237-2222.
You're headed in the right direction for service, savings, and selection. Can't seem to find that car, truck, or SUV you've been looking for? See the professionals at Pillion Motors, where people come back time after time since 1979. 8th and Central, Kearney.
L&S Tire and Towing in Elm Creek, along with J&L Sinclair in Overton, would like to take this time to wish the area teams best of luck in the game. For everything you need to keep your vehicle on the road, L&S Tire and Towing and J&L Sinclair has it.
Is this the year for a brand new affordable, yes, I said affordable home? Or maybe you'd rather invest in a new fifth-wheel travel trailer. We've got you covered both ways. We're Eagle Crest Homes and Campers, a subsidiary of Chief Industries.
And welcome back to the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report. Let's take a look at the first half numbers of our, first half of football. Starting with the Alma Cardinals, Jay Kindler, 3 carries for 17 yards. Max Beeler, 1 carry, -2 yards, kind of fumbled the pitch there. And the rest of it is Garrett Kohling, 18 carries, 155 yards, and 2 touchdowns in the first half. 22 rushing attempts, 170 yards in the first half for Alma. Through the air, Beeler has put it up 5 times. He's completed 4 of them, but only 1 has been to his team for positive yards, a screen pass for -6. He has 2 interceptions, and he hooked up with Wettstein 1 time for a key first down on their second touchdown drive. So that was a 14-yarder. He's 2 of 5, 2 interceptions, no touchdowns, 8 yards through the air, 170 on the ground, 178 yards of total offense for Alma, 9 first downs. They punted the ball once for 35 yards. They've been picked off twice, albeit that second one was with 3 seconds to go in the half trying to make something happen. 5 penalties, but those were all at the first quarter for 25 yards, so they cleaned it up there in the second quarter of play. The 2 scores so far tonight for Alma: Garrett Kohling, a 62-yard touchdown run with 11:21 to go in the second quarter. The extra point kick was no good, cutting it to 12-6. And then Kohling took it in from 3 yards out with exactly 3 minutes to go in the half. He added the two-point conversion run, and that cut it to 18-14 where we are here at the half. We'll take another break on the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report. Come back and give you the first half numbers for the Overton Eagles right after this.
Put your car or truck back to factory specs. Free estimates from certified techs. Eustis Body Shop, that's who we are.
Stop into an Aurora Co-op today and get all you need to keep your farm going. You can find an Aurora Co-op near you. Aurora Co-op is a proud supporter of all area athletes in and out of the game. Aurora Co-op, with a location near you.
And welcome back to the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report. Let's take a look at the first half numbers now for the Overton Eagles. Jared Hodson, 16 carries, 53 yards here in the first half. For Michael Renderos, 4 carries, 8 yards. Jacob Jensen, 1 carry, 4 yards. Jared Schaefer, 6 carries, 22 yards, 2 touchdowns, both on 1-yard quarterback sneaks. And they had a loss of 4 on a fumbled snap earlier in the football game. So 28 rushing attempts for 83 yards in the first half for Overton. Through the air, Schaefer has been fairly effective. He's put it up five times. He's completed three of those. No interceptions and one touchdown for 69 yards through the air, 83 on the ground, 152 yards of total offense, resulting in nine first downs. I have both teams for nine first downs here in the first half. They've punted it twice for an average of 42 yards. One was a 47-yarder and one was a 37-yarder that pinned Alma inside their own 10. They have not turned it over, and their only penalty was a block in the back on the interception return with 3 seconds to go before halftime. So very clean there as well. The scoring for Overton, first score of the ball game, a 53-yard touchdown pass from Jared Hodgson to Jacob Olmstead with 4:43 to go in the first quarter. The kick, the snap was just a little bit high, and with Hodgson only taking a half step to kick it, it threw off the timing and he just didn't get it there. So the kick was no good, made it 6-0. And then after Jacob Olmstead intercepted Keeler on the very next possession, it was just a 23-yard drive that Jared Schaefer had a quarterback sneak from 1 yard out with 11:38 to go in the second quarter. That made it 12-0. They went for the two-point conversion, did not get it. And then Schaefer capped off a 43-yard drive with 6:45 to go in the half on another 1 yard run. And again, the two-point conversion was no good. So, three touchdowns but no conversions for Overton, two touchdowns and 1 2-point conversion for Alma. And at the half, your score, the Alma Cardinals trailing Overton at home, but Alma's going to get the ball to start the second half. 18-14 Overton. You've been listening to the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report for quality, dependable trash hauling service for your farm or business. Contact the professionals at Ravenna Sanitation. We'll take a break and be back with the second half right after this.
First in personal service, first in community pride, first in supporting local kids giving their all for the home school, first in state-of-the-art banking. We're First Bank and Trust, Cozad, Clay Center, and Eustace.
We believe you deserve the best. That's why we're here at Egg West. You gotta go eggwest.com. Go Egg West.
Sorensen Construction in Kearney specializes in new construction, additions, and remodeling, both commercial and residential. Sorensen Construction has been your on-time contractor for over 50 years. Proud supporter of all area high school sports.
What's your favorite workout? Swimming, racquetball, Pilates, lifting, aerobics, cardio exercise? Guess who can get you in shape with all of these and more? It's where we build strong kids, strong families, and a strong community. It's our Grand Island YMCA.
Well, Tony, you were out at the half. What are the conditions like?
Yeah, really no precipitation. Maybe just a tiny, tiny bit, but certainly nothing like the conditions in the first half were. Which we're looking forward to that here to get things started. But, yeah, nothing like the first half saw. Just extremely light mist, if anything.
What are you expecting here? Alma's going to get the football. They're going to obviously try to do exactly what they were doing in the second quarter and see what Overton has done on adjustments. But the key is whatever they do, even if they try that, they want to make sure that it's not a wasted first series. Get some first downs, maybe find out what they did right away, get that first down, and change it up yourself.
Yeah, that's exactly right. This is going to be a huge possession of this ball game to kind of show two teams. Alma certainly got the momentum right now. Let's see if they continue to have it to start the third quarter.
Well, back deep to return the second half kickoff. Why wouldn't you put Garrett Kohling? That's who is back there. Also got an up man at the 10-yard line, Kindler, and ready to boot the football away. Here we go, the Overton Eagles, as they move from left to right. Again, a high, fairly short kick. Kohling's going to come up and take it at the 7, 10, 15 at the middle of the field, make the first man miss. 20, ball's loose, fumbled on the play, but I think Alma's got back on top of it at the 20-yard line. That's our first full-fledged fumble of the ball game.
That's what they're signaling, Alma ball.
And Wettstein covered it. So first down and 10 for the Cardinals. Mark him at the 20-yard line as we get underway here in the second half. And, oh, that would have been disastrous for Alma. But they are able to cover it. Sometimes those are the breaks that you need.
Yeah, Hodgson lost another shoe. He's either going to
He's got that kicking shoe that he uses, so he's changing his shoe. He's not losing his shoe.
He lost the one in the first half. Now he's changing his shoe.
I believe that's what we got going on there. So they wait for him to change the shoe, and we get after it. High formation, Jake Kindler the fullback, Garrett Kohling the eye back, 155 yards and 2 touchdowns in the first half for Kohling. And they're going to give it to the fullback this time. And Kindler comes off the right side for a couple. So they... tried to see how quickly they were going to pursue Colling and go with a quick hitter on the fullback dive, and it worked for a couple, maybe two and a half.
Yeah, you got to keep them honest a little bit. Otherwise, poor Colling's out there on his own and got seven guys running him down. But you know he's going to get a heavy dose of him in this third quarter. You just don't know when.
So second down and 8 yards to go. I formation again. Max Keeler, the quarterback. Here's Colling off the left side. And he's going to come across the 25 and be brought down at the 27-yard line. Not only is he doing it on offense, but Jared Hodson is in there on defense. He's got the tackle. It's third down, and we'll call a four.
Yeah, Doug, that was a much better job by the defensive line. I don't know what changes they decided to make. They start the second half doing something different than they were the first half, but better job up there defensively for the Eagles.
So third down and four, the opening possession of the second half. Give it to Colling again. Right side not there, so tries to go up the middle, and he's going to be stuffed short of the first down by about a yard. It'll be fourth down and one. The hole closed quickly that time. Colburn among those that were in there, and also Zach Olmstead.
Yeah, Olmstead was one to finish him off. He went backwards, did not get that extra yard that he's so used to getting by falling forward.
Well, Apple would love to go for it here, but fourth down inside your own 30, they're going to line up in punt formation. They've only punted it once here. Schaefer will go back late to try and field the kick. Long count, maybe try and draw him off. Snap to the right side, and here comes the attempt. It's going to be out of there, close to being blocked. It rolls at the 20, inside the 15, and down to about the 12-yard line.
Now, this is going to be an unsportsmanlike conduct penalty, I believe, on that Cardinal bench. They wanted a roughing the punter penalty, and they did not get it. That's exactly what they're going to call.
Oh, boy. A 39-yard punt, but 15 yards of that will move that ball up the field. So unsportsmanlike. I wasn't watching the sidelines, Tony.
Yeah, the fight came out pretty soon, so something was said immediately after the ball was off the kicker's foot. They thought they wanted a roughing call, didn't get that roughing call. Thought it was a pretty good acting job by the Alma punter.
Well, and remember, in the first half, right before the first score of the game, a roughing the punter, a running into the punter, was called on Alma. And the very next play was that 53-yard touchdown pass from Hodgson to Olmstead. And so we're looking for a little payback here, and they're not going to get it. In fact, it's going to go against them. It'll be at the 28-yard line for Overton. Overton first and 10 at their own 28-yard line. Bottom of the fifth, Major League Baseball. It is still the Angels 4 and the Yankees nothing. That's top of the fifth. 4-0 Angels got them all in the first inning. That game currently airing on ESPN Radio, 1460, 1550. Back to football here, opening 2 minutes of the second half. Overton and the quarterback, Schaefer, wants to keep it to the right side. Nowhere to go, so he's just going to cover up and get back into the middle of the pile, get it up to the 30-yard line, gain of a yard and a half. It'll be second down and eight.
That's a good job by Schaefer. That was a 4-yard gain from where he was. That's a loss of two to a plus two with nothing there.
And remember, Schaefer injured, you could tell he was guarded. He didn't want to get anything in that hand, shoulder area in trouble. It has negated a little bit of what he's been, would have been able to do here in his senior season. Second down and eight, just across the 30-yard line, and he will come through and lead the block for Hodgson, but Alma's right there, just a couple on the game, and so it'll be third and long here for the Eagles.
Pretty good job of that front three or four guys by the Cardinals, and then that allows big number 55, Charlie Robinson, to step in there from his middle linebacker position.
Well, the momentum right now, you'd have to say, still with Alma, unless Overton can convert here. They're not a team that is used to having to worry about third and long, and it's third down and six, their own 33-yard line. Out of the I formation, Schaefer's going to come back to pass. He throws it over the middle, and he has got a man complete, 35, down to the 34-yard line, and a first down. Again, just a nice little sit-down move that time by Jensen.
Well, Jensen sits down in a little bit of a hole there and goes up and gets the ball. Not many receivers on a night like this in Class D football will make that grab. Awfully tough grab. Goes straight up in the air and just pulls it down.
Call it a 13-yard gain. That's the first down by either team here in the second half. 8:40 and counting to go in the third quarter. Overton 18 and Alma 14. Overton now in Cardinal territory at the 34-yard line out of the shotgun this time, Schaefer. He empties the backfield, sends Hodgson to the left side. He's got twins over there. on count. Quarterback draws Schaefer. Gets back to the line of scrimmage. Steps out of a tackle. Has room. 30, 25, 20, 15, 10. 5, touchdown, Overton. That is a bread and butter play that we had not seen yet tonight. And Jared Schaefer goes 34 yards to put the Eagles up by 10.
Well, and guess who makes a big block over there? And Mr. Hodgson, as he goes in motion over there and gets down the field, makes a block and springs Schaefer for 6.
That is the third touchdown of the night for Jared Schaefer. The first two were one-yard sneaks. This one a 34-yarder. And Overton has elected to try the one-point kick again. The kicker is Hodgson. Jensen is the holder. Last time the problem was on the snap. Let's see what they do here. Snap good. Placement down. The kick is punched and wide right. Hodgson has changed his kicking style throughout the year, and he's just trying to punch it right through there. One step. He's not taking any kind of a run at the football, and if you don't hit that baby square, he's got the square-toed shoe, but that one he pushed to the right. So 4 touchdowns, but no conversions, and with 8:17 to go in the third quarter, it's Overton 24 and Alma 14. We'll be back with the kickoff right after this.
Let Russ Smith help you with all your lending needs. You have the reasons, we have the loans. Call Russ Smith at CharterWest National Bank of Kearney, where they offer all types of loans, from new construction, home, commercial, and for the seniors, the reverse mortgage loans. You have the reasons, we have the loans. CharterWest National Bank.
Terry and Jason Stark of New Tech Seed are proud sponsors of high school sports. For high-yielding corn, soybean, and alfalfa, New Tech Seed is the only company you'll ever need. Call Terry or Jason today at 750-6060 or visit NewTech at yieldleader.com.
AgriServices is a proud sponsor of high school sports. AgriServices identifies their intention to provide staff and services that continually exceed customer expectations. Consider AgriServices as your service partner. AgriServices, proud to be Agri.
Back here at Alma, the kick is in the air and taken at the 4-yard line by Killer. Up to the 10, 15, up the middle, 20, and he'll be upended right there at the 22-yard line. And in on the tackle is going to be Trey Colburn. Colburn, one of those kids, you talk so much Hodgson and you talk so much Schaefer and the Olmstead boys, but Colburn comes in, does a great job defensively and on special teams. We mentioned his name in the pregame, even though he's not an offensive star.
Yeah, you know, all 8 of Overton's players in some way, the offensive line, you know, we didn't give them a plug on that. Schaefer just bounced that outside. Everybody had a man accounted for and a hat on a hat.
Alma has not done as well, as we said at halftime, as Overton on their kick return. But they've done it with Colling, and Colling over the right side, and this time he is all stacked up. Everybody comes through for Overton, and those white jerseys just continue to get a little dirtier and a little dirtier. Renderos is in there. Olmstead is in there, and they're going to stack him up right at the original line of scrimmage, one of the few times that they've been able to square up on Colling. It's second down and 10.
Yeah, they're just keying on him, going after him. That's pretty easy for this defense right now.
So on second down and 10, Alma trailing 24-14. Keeler fakes it. He wants to run. Naked bootleg to the outside. It's all him across the 25, and he'll make it out to the 26. He was going to have to make everybody miss. He had no blockers out in front of him. He's going to pick up about 4.
Doug, right before that play, I just made a notation. I said they're flowing so fast over there. I said, do you think they're going to run a naked bootleg somewhere here? And I just wrote that down. And they did it. I think it's just so easy to flow to that side with Colling over there and everybody expecting him to get the ball. Now, Feeler's a fine, fine athlete, a quarterback. That's why he only plays one way. They can't afford to get him hurt for this team.
Third down and 6 out of the I formation. Toss sweep right side. Colling trying to get to the corner. He's got the corner, and he's going to be brought down near the first down marker. It's fumbled, and Overton has covered it. Schaefer on the fumble recovery for the Overton Eagles. Just as Colling tried to get that last 2 yards he needed, the ball squirted loose, and again, Overton takes over in great field position at the 29-yard line of Alma. That's their third turnover.
Yeah, that's a killer because it looked like the Cardinals were up close to a first down there. Doug, and this is where that doubt I talked about to start the game. Do you belong with the heavyweights in central Nebraska? And right now, we'll see if Alma's got enough fight in them to come back and show they do.
So 6:54 to go here in the third quarter, already up 10. Overton has it first and 10 at the Alma 29-yard line. Schaefer, after recovering the fumble, is going to go back to pass, looks for the big play. Out here to Olmstead, complete at the 20, 15, down to the 10, down to the 9-yard line for Jacob Olmstead. They went to him after the roughing the kicker and got the touchdown, and here after the break, They get a nice play, 20 yards, first and goal.
Doug Schaefer a little bit slow to get up because Ross Poyser came from the backside, and as he released the football, just absolutely leveled him from the blind side. Schaefer never saw that coming.
Well, Alma's going to need a little more of that, and they need a big defensive stand here at the goal line. First and goal at the 9, 24-14, Overton, midway through the third quarter. Schaefer, again, long count, unbalanced, strong to the right, and he will fake it to the first man, give it to the second man, down to the 5, down to the 6-yard line, they'll say, for Hodgson. 3 yards, it'll be second and goal at the 6.
Hodgson just follows that right side, and somebody from Alma's got to get up and at least create a pile, make him go around, because that was just kind of a bulldozer moving forward there.
Well, Hodgson, Alma's done a great job on him defensively tonight. He has run the ball 18 times for only 58 yards, no real big play. Second and goal at the 6. Colburn in there now as the blocking back. They put him in motion. They'll hand it to Hodgson off the right side, and he'll crash up to about the 3-yard line. So 3 yards, 3 yards, and if he does it again, he could get in. It'll be third and goal at the 3.
Well, Wetstein's the first man there, but Hodgson just strong enough to use that as a power in his legs, and he just dives forward for an extra yard, yard and a half.
Friday night football on KKPR-FM, Kearney, Alma, and Overton on the World Wide Web at KKPR.com. 5.5 to go, third quarter. It's third and goal, Overton at the 3, up 24-14. Schaefer on third down. Long cadence again. Now he'll send his man in motion. Fumble the snap. The ball is picked back up by Schaefer, but it's going to negate any kind of move towards the end zone. They're trying to rip the ball free. They have it, but they're going to blow the play dead. Wetstein rippled away from Schaefer, but after the whistles had blown, and it's going to be fourth down and goal here. And let's see if Coach Snodgrass uses a timeout. They're going to lose 2 at the 5.
Doug, I think that's a good call by the officials. He was stood up and not going anywhere and was being pushed backwards when that ball came out.
Well, Schaefer's over at the sideline, and they're going to call timeout because he doesn't have the play yet. And they're just going to have to call a timeout, and that's what they'll do right here. So big fourth down play coming up, not only for Overton, but in this football game as a whole. It'll be fourth and goal Overton at the Alma 5. It is Overton 24, Alma 14. We'll see what the Eagles do in 30 seconds.
Mishko Sports Incorporated of Kearney wants you to see them before the game begins. With a great selection to choose from, get your game on at Mishko's now. In the downtown Kearney Center, Mishko's, you'll be better equipped for the games you play.
Helpful people, dependable products, the ones you can count on at Fast Fills Plaza on South 2nd Avenue in Kearney. Offering good customer service is easy when you connect with customers. Fast Fills is your local Cenex convenience store. Helpful, like great team members.
Welcome back to Alma. Glad to have you along with us. I want to thank Athletic Director Galen Kronoffman and all the fine folks here. They're a lot happier because they're all in the press box and nice and warm. That's why they get the big paycheck here. We love nights of being in the press box like this. Let's see what Overton wants to do here. Fourth and goal at the 5. You've got to figure it's going to be something besides just a crashing run. So they're going to spread the field and put Schaefer in the shotgun here on fourth and goal at the 5. Schaefer takes the snap, back to pass, looking left all the way. He's covered, gets away from one man, rolls to the right. He needs to throw it, throws it into the end zone, and it's knocked away, incomplete. On the coverage is going to be Blaine Jansen. Great coverage the whole time because that was about a 10-second play there, Tony, and nobody ever got open.
Well, if you're Alma Cardinals fans, you had to feel like that last play, the Nebraska-Virginia Tech. It just took so long, you know, well, somebody's going to break free. The ball batted down in the end zone. Great defensive play for the Cardinals.
Huge play for Alma. They come up with a goal line stand and able to keep it within 2 scores. 24-14 Overton. But Alma will take over at the 5, and before we can get the ball snapped, our back judge is going to throw a flag.
Wetstein's got a helmet problem, it looks like, and that chin strap was undone, and that's
an equipment violation. It's only a 2-yard penalty in this situation, half the distance to the goal.
Doug, of all the people in the press box here, it's always nice to see Wayne Lujaharms down here. They make a stop like that, old Wayne. I don't know what, he's probably 58, what, 60 maybe? He can do a cartwheel and go into the splits better than anybody, though.
First down, and we'll call it 12 yards to go at the 3-yard line for the Alma Cardinals. And they'll split the backs and give it to Kindler. He finds the block. 5, 10, 15. Now trial is down the sideline. 20, Still on his feet, 25. How about down to the 30-yard line? First down, Alma Cardinals. A 27-yard run for Kindler, and Schaefer finally knocked him off his feet.
But Kindler breaks the initial line of scrimmage, and who's he run into? His own man, Blaine Jensen. He says, go down there, block somebody. Kind of shoves Blaine up ahead of him, and then Blaine picks up another guy down the field.
That'll be the first down of the half for Alma, and it gets them out of the shadow of their own end zone. First and 10 at their own 30-yard line, splitting the backs again. And Beeler will give it off to Colling. Started right, nowhere to go. Has to come up the middle and brought down there by Hansen and company at the 32. So you can tell that they're trying to make Colling run inside now, Tony. They're trying to shut down the outside, oversell the outside. That's where Colling was making his money, was off right guard, right end, and down the field there he only picked up a yard.
Well, I think they figured out that the only place he got help in this eight-man game. Once he gets outside, he's gone.
Second down and 9 at the 31. Toss sweep, Colling, same play, hit the backfield. He didn't go down right away, but it was enough to kill his momentum, and that's Renderos who got to him first. And this time he didn't make it back to the line of scrimmage. It's going to be third down and 10.
Boy, Doug, now you get a third and 10. You get a tough position you put yourself in. You throw that pass across the middle and try to get Westine open?
I'll tell you what I run if they get a first down here. So we'll find out. They have got over-pursuant on Overton. But they've got to find a way to convert the first down here. They just made a nice stop. Third and 10 at the 30. And Beeler, he's going to roll and set himself in the pocket to throw. Has time, throws into double coverage. And a great catch, and then it's stripped out of the hands of the big fella at the 27-yard line. They tried to get it to Westine. He did catch it, but on the way down, it was stripped out of his hands. Good defensive pressure that time. I think it was Jacob Jensen along with Schaefer that knocked that ball out of there, and it'll be fourth down. That was nearly an incredible catch.
You're exactly right. He went up, and that's a tough matchup, but Jensen just kept fighting, pulling his arms away, and when he did that, the ball squirted free.
So time to punt it. It'll be the third punt of the ball game for Alma. Good snap. The boot is high. Sails. Good punt. Good punt by Kindler. Taking it at the 20. 25. 30-yard line, Olmstead. Look out, 35, 40, and into Alma territory at the 38-yard line. First and 10, good punt, but returned nearly as far as the ball was kicked.
Yeah, just looked like nobody was over here on the cover team for the Cardinals because it looked like he's breaking tackles down there. He just got the corner and went.
Guess it wasn't the farthest punt in the world. It was just so high, a 30-yard kick and a 22-yard return. And again, Tony, these special teams is what's putting Overton in great position. They start at the Alma 38. Their net starting position is very, very good. 38-yard line, Overton, first and 10. Hand off left side, Hodgson, and just kind of crashes through for a couple. Everybody was anticipating that play. It'll be second down and 8. And again, in on the tackle that time for Alma was Jacob Molly.
Yeah, Molly's been in there ever since Kai Wolf left this ballgame. Saw a lot more action tonight. And Kai Wolf will not return. Looks to be an ankle injury for the sophomore.
2:30 to go, third quarter. It's Overton 24 and Alma 14 here on Classic Hits 98.9 FM. Grand Island Central Catholic was down 35-0 to St. Cecilia at half in the other big game in the area tonight. Here on second down and 8, Schaefer again, Hodgson right side, runs into a whole bunch of people and then drags them with him across the 30 and down to the 26-yard line. Kind of lost him there in the stack, Tony, and that's because he kept dragging him with him. First down.
I was just going to say, they couldn't find him. So he's 15 yards down the field.
And I think that is the longest run of the night for Jared Hodgson. Put him down for an 11-yard gain. It'll be first down and 10 at the 26-yard line. And again, Alma's got to find a way to make a stop. It would be 30-14 if they stop a conversion, but that gets them down 16. They do not want to be in that situation here. Overton controlled the first quarter. They're controlling the third quarter. Schaefer on a quarterback keeper turns the corner right side inside the 25 and all the way down to the 21-yard line.
Doug, once again, that's too easy. Coach Freck can't be happy about that because Schaefer is not exactly the drop a shoulder and power run at you. He just felt his way around there. Nobody touched him for 5 yards.
So a 5-yard gain, second down and 5. They'll break things up a little bit here and send Olmstead to the slot right, or wide right. They've got a man slot right as well. Hodgson Might have left a little early there. They hand it to him and nowhere to go. He is brought down immediately. Spelling out that play, Trent Christensen. He got a yard. It'll be third and four.
Once again, Schaefer carries out his fakes, and who's right there? Mr. Poyser from the backside. I think Schaefer's saying, why don't you leave me alone?
Under a minute to go here in the third quarter of play. Again, an equipment problem. But again, Tony, Overton in a situation where they've got two downs to convert, third and four, the ball at the 19-yard line. Allen in a situation where they need to find a way to stop Overton. Last time on third down when they had a third and goal, they fumbled the snap, and then that made it a passing situation, and Allen was able to handle him. Still a running situation here for Overton. Unbalanced line, strong to the right. That's the short side. Turn to Hodson. He follows his quarterback, Schaefer, and takes it down close to the first down, but he will be short. It'll be fourth down and one.
Yeah, it's a little, I don't know if you call it a sweep of some kind, but then Hodson gets out in one of the lead blockers and tries to lead him through a hole. And
could be the last play here of the third quarter. In fact, they just blew the play ready to go. They do not have to run another play here in the third quarter if they want to discuss what they want to do on fourth and one, and I would think that that's what Coach Snodgrass would want them to do. And I think that's exactly what's going to happen here. Schaefer doesn't have the play, so they're going to let the quarter expire. And fourth and one from the Alma 16-yard line is what will face Overton when the fourth quarter begins. So a 34-yard touchdown run by Jared Schaefer, our only score here in the third quarter of play. And that's enough to give Overton a 24-14 lead at Alma. We'll be back with more high school football in a minute on KKPR.
Hello?
Hi, this is Scott from Builders, asking you to describe us in just three words.
Three words. How about awesome, cool, and awesome?
Visit Builders to make your project awesome, cool, and awesome.
Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine specializes in getting all athletes back in the game. Whether you're tackling a term paper or tackling the running back, you can get hurt, and they can help. Dr. Buckman is fellowship trained in the treatment of the hand, wrist, and elbow. Sports medicine for every athlete. Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine.
Community banking is our business, and your peace of mind is our priority. At Platte Valley State Bank, we will build a financial relationship with you that will meet your needs and truly bring you peace of mind. The right community bank is pretty important, and Platte Valley State Bank is the right financial center for you. Member FDIC.
For a home-cooked breakfast or lunch, head to Mom's Kitchen, the one in Elm Creek, of course. When Mom doesn't want to cook or she isn't there to cook, Mom's Kitchen in Elm Creek is the best.
Doug Duda, Tony Davis, our producer-engineer Nick Grimes with you as we head to the fourth quarter and a key play here in the game. It's 24-14 Overton, fourth and one Overton, and they've got the ball at the Alma 16-yard line, first play of the fourth quarter. Usually Schaefer keeps it over the right side. He'll send a man in motion here, long count. He's going to turn. He'll hand it off over the left side, and he should be enough for a first down here for Hodson. Well, let's find out. He'll be close. It's going to be close.
I just didn't need much, though.
They don't even measure. They just send it. They just send it a first down.
Doug, we're headed to the top of the six already. 4-0 Angels. All those runs coming in the first inning. And the nightmare season continues for Bobby Bowden. 17 for North Carolina, 6 for the Seminoles of Florida State.
And that's just before half?
That is at half.
At the half. First down and 10 at the 15-yard line here for the Overton Eagles, trying to salt this one away in the fourth quarter. It's been a tough ball game. Schaefer, Hodson over the right side, and he's going to get back to the line of scrimmage, and that's about it. Tell you what, Trent Christensen is starting to take over here, Tony. He's the one that's either making the tackle or he's busting it up so bad that his two linebackers just follow him in, and they're getting to Hodson, and it's going to be second down and 10.
You're exactly right. He's playing that middle linebacker position, and those guys up front are keeping people off of him, so give them a little bit of credit as well. But he's been there all night long and continues to do so here in the fourth quarter.
Again, it's going to be up to the Alma defense right now as Overton leading at 24-14, first minute of the fourth quarter. Schaefer is going to give it to his fullback, and Renderos is going to get inside the 15 to about the 13. Not a big gain either. It's going to be third down. We'll call it 8 yards to go.
Well, Poyser and Christensen both shaking their heads because they've just ran right by the ball carrier. Right by him. Didn't even get a hand on him.
Stat update, Jared Hodson, 79 yards. Garrett Kohling, 171. but only 16 yards for Colling in the third quarter of play. Third down and eight. Ball between the 12 and 13 of the Alma Cardinals. Overton trying to get up by 16. Schaefer turns, fakes the handoff, wants to throw the football, throws for the corner of the end zone, and it is going to be knocked away, but a pass interference flag is going to be thrown as they were trying to get the ball to Jacob Olmstead, and in on the coverage, Austin Davis and Blaine Jansen, and I think Jansen got there a little late.
Well, Blaine Jansen, I think it was calling face guarding because Jansen just threw a hand up. You're saying
they don't have face guarding in high school. Only in your Sunday game. Pass interference, and that's half the distance to the goal, but more importantly, it's a first down.
Well, then that's a bad call.
Yeah, I didn't think it was that great. So pass interference is going to be the call, and a key first down.
Well, I don't think there was any contact, Doug. He threw his hand up. Yes, he did, but
first down and goal. Ball will be marked at about the 7-yard line. Schaefer long count, split backs. And there's some confusion as he tries to take it up over the left side, but finds a hole, hook, gets into the end zone, touchdown. Great run by Hodgson. Schaefer got pushed back as he was trying to be the lead blocker, but it was actually Renderos that was pushed back, and Schaefer just went inside him. Hodgson was still able to follow him, and he takes it in for a 7-yard touchdown.
Yeah, and when you say just, it wasn't like he just fell across the goal line. I think he's 2-3 yards across the goal line, Doug. I mean, he was in, no question about that.
So now the extra point. They've tried to kick it twice. They've tried to run it a couple of times. This time they're going to try and kick it. And this is key because right now it's a 16-point lead. Still two touchdowns and two conversions, but they can make it three scores if they make the kick. Good snap, good hold. The kick is away, and this time the kick is no good wide left. So one wide right, one wide left, one short. So Alma still can tie the game if they get two touchdowns and then add the two-point conversion.
They got to think that happened, Doug.
Yeah, there's time to do it. 10:07 to go in the ball game. It's Overton 30, Alma 14. We'll have the kickoff after this.
For more than a decade, ENT Physicians of Kearney have provided the highest quality care to patients with problems and diseases related to the ear, nose, and throat. Doctors Owen and Conley, caring for our community one patient at a time, were ENT Physicians of Kearney and Family Hearing Center.
Call M&J Signs and ask the professionals how they can brighten up your business and get the attention of your next customer. Check them out at mnjsigns.com. M&J Signs is a proud supporter of all the area athletes.
Honey, hurry. We need to finish loading up the trash. The dump closes in an hour.
Don't let trash take up all your time. Ravenna Sanitation takes trash seriously. From your home, the farm, and your business, they remove it. Ravenna Sanitation, serving all of Buffalo County.
Welcome back to high school football on KKPR as the kick is away, and finally Alma's going to get a rigged return up to the 20, the 30, and out to the 35-yard line, brought down at the 37-yard line, Jay Kindler. Tony, this has got to be Alma's best field position, starting field position of the night.
Undoubted, maybe a break Alma needed here to get something positive going. The doubt I mentioned in the third quarter, you know, you only got 10 minutes remaining on this clock. We'll see if you can hang here late.
Well, Alma's got to find a way to get in the end zone fairly quickly and see where that positions themselves, if they can get six or if it'll be 8 points. 30-14 is your score. They'll hand it off to Colling over the left side. He's tripped up at the backfield, and he is going to get out to the corner for a couple before Hodgson brings him down. But Alma's in that spot now where they rode the horse so hard in the first half, and it worked with Garrett Colling getting 155 yards and two touchdowns. It's not really working here in the second half.
Doug, maybe they're saving this for the playoffs. I think you got to make Max Buehler a bigger part of this offense and let him run at the football. He's too good of an athlete to put all the weight on Colling.
Well, they're going to have to do something if they got Colling figured out, and so they're going to go to Kindler, and he runs hard across the 35 down to the 34-yard line, going to pick up about 5 yards on the play. His legs obviously fresher, but he's been out there doing a great job blocking for Colling. It's 3rd and 3.
That good hard run, like you said, that's what you like to see here, although the clock does keep moving.
Now, right now, don't worry about the clock. Worry about moving the chains because you need two scores and not just one. So it'll be 3rd and 3 at the Overton 34. Now Colling right side, and he's got the first down as he stacked up at the 30, and then he gets away from Schaefer for 3 more yards down to the 27. Schaefer didn't bring him down on first contact. First down and 10 after a 7-yard gain.
I think Colburn went down awfully late there. I don't know if he tripped or didn't look like there were any other black jerseys from the Cardinals over there. It's kind of a strange end of that play.
8:50 to go in the game. It's 30-14 Overton. Our Valentino scoreboard, Hastings St. Cecilia 48, Grand Island Central Catholic nothing in the fourth quarter. Hand off Colling left side. He tries to get outside, finds the corner, 20, and brought down near the 15-yard line by Jacob Jensen. So all of a sudden, Colling is starting to crack some big gains again.
You know, it's almost like he's wearing a different number than 23. That's the guy you know is going to get the ball. He continues to get it. How does he get 10 yards if you're an Eagle?
So a first down again, and he is approaching 200 yards here. That's only the second first down of the half for the Alma Cardinals, Tony. Making the third first down of the half for the Alma Cardinals. Back to pass. Beeler going to the corner. There's a penalty flag. He's got Colling open for the touchdown, but there is a penalty flag on the field. And I've got a feeling that this is going to go against Alma. Tony, we'll wait and see, but when you run a play that you haven't run all night, the odds are that it's going to come against you. We'll find out.
It looked to be a shift over there.
No, it's offside. It's on the defense. Touchdown. A big break for Alma. A 17-yard touchdown pass from Max Beeler into the hands of their IMAC Garrett Colling. And now an important two-point conversion. And they will need this two-point conversion to cut it to 8.
I'd make him a bigger part of your offense, Doug. That's what I'd do.
You're standing so close to the coaches. I'm sure they're paying attention to you. I hope you've got the play for the two-point conversion. Line up in the I formation. Colling right side finds a hole, and no indication yet. They're not going to give it to him.
Well, he went straight backwards that time. Looked like he had a little bit of a hole. But a good job of three white jerseys shoving him backwards.
Renderos was the first man to get to him. Boy, he got the first 2 yards quickly and must have been stood up just a foot away from the goal line. So it's still a two-possession game with 8:17 to go in the contest. Overton 30, Alma 20. We'll kick it off in 30 seconds.
Hogan's has it, and we're proud supporters of local athletes and their fans. So come in and see our friendly staff for everything from shoes to stadium chairs, sweatshirts to scorebooks, and all of your favorite athletic brands. Open 7 days a week to serve you better. Hogan's Sporting Goods, 2412 Central Avenue, Kearney.
Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center would like to encourage all area athletes and individuals to get back into the game. Whether you're preparing for the big game this week or recovering from a stroke, car accident, or work comp injury, choose Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center. We're dedicated to getting you back into the game of life.
Doug Duda and Tony Davis back with you here at Alma. 8:17 to go in the football game. Overton 30, Alma 20. Alma just scoring on a 17-yard touchdown pass from Max Beeler to Garrett Colling. Colling now has scored on the ground and through the air, has all three touchdowns, a 62-yard run, a 3-yard run, and the 17-yard reception. Too early for an onside kick, I would imagine, here, Tony. So Olmstead will stand back at about his own 7-yard line and await the kick from Corey Kindler.
Yeah, Kindler really having to work that ball. He realizes it's really cold out there.
Now, they've been kicking it high and not overly short, but about the 7, the 10-yard line. And this one will be kicked a little bit more on a line drive, and it bounces at the 10, finally picked up at the 7, and Olmstead is going to be tripped to the backfield. Getting back to him is Blaine Jensen, and the kick worked that time. Overton with their worst starting field position of the night. It'll be first down and 10 at their own 6.
Well, that was an excellent job of running to the football. There were three black jerseys, and Kindler was just the first one there.
Well, if you're Overton, you have to make sure that you get
Blaine Jensen the first one there.
That you get out of here with a win, and to do that, run it. Don't do anything here that's going to get you in trouble where you might give up some points near your own goal line. First and 10 at their own 6. Schaefer, Moneyman, Hodgson. The ball almost got knocked out of Hodgson's hands. He goes nowhere, and the hit made by Ross Poyser.
Poyser and Molly both in there. And the defense started to liven up here for the Cardinals.
Well, the thing that happened there, too, Tony, as Overton has done so famously, they lead block with their quarterback. Schaefer came through, and he came through a hole. There was nobody there to block because they'd all knew what was coming and got right in and nailed Hodgson. So it's second down and 10 at their own 6. 30-20 Overton, 7:40 to go in the game. Overton ball, and they're trying to use some time right now. Schaefer looking over to the sidelines. And he's going to turn and give it to Hodgson again, and Hodgson again, not much. Got to the 7, maybe the 8. It'll be 3rd and long. So Alma needing a key defensive stand. They need a 3 and out here because they still need 2 possessions to win this football game.
They have Robinson there along with Kindler. Good job. I tell you, Hodgson, he makes an extra 2 yards every carry. They just disallowed that totally on these first 2 runs here on this possession.
3rd down, call it 8 from the 8 after a short 2-yard gain. Schaefer again trying to use as much clock as possible. He's watching the sidelines. They give him the go signal. And a toss sweep trying to get it to the outside to Schaefer, or to Hodgson, excuse me. He's got some room, and he might have enough for the first down across the 15, and he will. They'll mark him down at the 18-yard line, the tackle by Robinson, but a nice little toss to the short side of the field. That is a huge play, taking it from the 8 to the 19, a gain of 11.
Well, that just is, I guess, a speed sweep. It just happened so fast. Get him out on the perimeter and then get him going down the sideline.
And according to my sheet, Alma has all 3 timeouts remaining. Overton has 2. But Alma doesn't want to have to use them on defense quite so early here. But this is going to allow Overton, you would think, to kill at least another minute and a half off the clock. On 1st and 10, they're going to give it to Renderos over the right side, and he's fighting for everything he can get, but he's only going to get to about the 20-yard line, get the 1 yard. Renderos has carried the ball 6 times tonight for 11 yards, so it's been about the same thing every time, just to try and give Hodgson a little bit of a rest and make him respect Renderos, because he's in there blocking just about every play.
That Poyser, Trent Christensen up off the bottom of the pile for the Cardinals.
Don't forget, at the end of the ball game, the Misco Sports postgame show, so stay with us for that. All the final stats here on the postgame show. 2nd down at about 9 yards to go here for Overton at their own 20-yard line, trying to kill clock. Schaefer keeps it himself on a naked bootleg, and he's got another 1st down out to the 29-yard line. Alma bit hard on that one, Tony.
Well, that's all you want to do if you're Overton, is move the chains, and Schaefer comes through there, and nobody touches him until he's 8 yards downfield.
And Jared has picked up 71 yards on the ground tonight, and now Alma's got to come up with a stop because they're going to be forced to use their timeouts defensively. With 5:20 to go in the ball game, it's Overton 30 and Alma 20. Alma just scored on their last possession but could not get the 2-point conversion. If it's 30-22, it's a different ball game right here, because you don't have to pressure yourself if you're Alma. You can still just get that one stop, but now they need 2. Hand off right side, and Hodgson breaks tackles, and Hodgson's into the clear, and Hodgson's going to go all the way to the end zone. Touchdown, Overton. That's a way to kill clock. Take it all the way to the end zone for the touchdown. That's a 50-yarder.
Yeah, he broke about 4 tackles. Everybody trying to tackle him up around the shoulders. That's just not going to work on Jared Hodgson, and down the sideline he went for 6.
Well, Tony, shouldn't be surprised. Alma knew they needed to knock the ball away and probably tried to strip it instead of trying to tackle him, and you just can't do that against most Overton runners over the last decade, and Jared Hodgson just proving it right there. And a timeout going to be taken here by Overton, and it looks like Overton is going to run the district again and claim sole ownership of the district title. Remember, Amherst with an Alma win and an Amherst win would have shared in that district title as well, but it doesn't look like that's going to happen. 4:56 to go in our football game. It's now 36-20 Overton. They've called timeout. We'll just go ahead and keep it here. Tony, again, same spot they were in after their last score. If they can get this extra point, game's going to be over because they're up by 3 scores. If not, you still got a glimmer of hope if you're the Alma Cardinals.
Yeah, so this becomes an awfully, awfully big play for the Cardinals now. I think just confidence-wise, Doug, I don't know if you're that heartbroken as an Alma Cardinal. Was your goal to start this season to compete for a district title? I'm not sure anybody envisioned that across the state. Maybe Coach Brexton, maybe these kids did, but they certainly be the only ones.
But they've been playing from behind all night long, and it's just going to catch up to them. Now, Overton's going to line up to go for the extra point kick. I would not be surprised to see them run something out of this. We'll find out. They are 0-3 on their kicks. Snap. Well, they had some problems, and then it's going to be blocked. And blocked because he kicked it with Webstein standing a foot away. There was a little indecision there after the snap was bobbled, and a little slow to get up will be the Eagles because they kind of got run over out there. Jensen's going, holy moly. So the kick is no good. And with 4:56 to go, don't go away. Stranger things have happened. It's 36-20 Overton. Alma will get the ball when we come back.
First Tier Bank of Kearney, Holdridge, and Elm Creek work hard to ensure they offer their customers the best rates, the best service, and the most choices of any bank. Make sure you're part of the winning team with First Tier Bank, Kearney, Holdridge, and Elm Creek.
Is injury keeping you on the sidelines? Let Drs. Dan Slosky, Heber Crockett, and John Wright help you get back in the game. Fellowship-trained in sports medicine, they can provide the necessary treatment and rehabilitation to get you on the field or court. New West Sports Medicine at 3219 Central Avenue, Suite 102, Kearney. For the athlete and all of us.
Doug Duda and Tony Davis back with you here on Classic Hits, 98.9 FM and the World Wide Web at kkpr.com. We are KKPR-FM. Kearney, Overton, and Alma, 4:56 to go. In this final game of the regular season between Overton and Alma, Overton leads at 36-20 after the 50-yard touchdown run by Jared Hodson. Now they're ready to kick it away. Alma needs a good return. Will we see some trickery here, Tony? Let's find out. The kick is away.
Oh.
Kindler waits for it. There'll be no trickery because it's into the end zone. That is a key boot that time for the Overton Eagles. Nice job of sailing that baby into the end zone, and Alma will have to start at the 15-yard line, and they're going to have to probably incorporate a little bit of the passing game. Beeler has only completed two passes downfield, a 17-yarder for their last touchdown.
Yeah, both of them really, really well-thrown balls, so it's not like he can throw the football. Just maybe the conditions are limiting him some tonight, but yeah, it looks to be a passing game, and they get Culling spread out to the right side here to start things off.
And they put Culling out to the right, yeah, and with them in a little more pass defense, you would think maybe that would open up the run for him. Let's find out. Toss sweep. It's going to be a pass by the halfback, Kindler. He's throwing it deep. It's intercepted. Underthrown. Picked off Overton at the 40, down to the 35, 30. Jensen will be pushed out of bounds at the 28-yard line. And that should salt it away tonight for the Eagles, as Jay Kindler just didn't get it as far downfield as they wanted. And, Tony, again, that just kind of shows Alma hasn't been in this situation before. They panicked. Very first play, they tried to go trick play, and Overton was just looking for it. Again, they threw it a double coverage.
Yeah, they really did. Maybe had him open to the outside and a little bit better direction of the ball that was thrown. But then at least Hodgson's right there to take it. Now this game's a really game, set, match here tonight.
Well, three of the four turnovers that Overton has got have ended up in Alma territory, and they'll give it to Hodgson again, and he's going to be drugged down by Weststein after just picking up a yard on the play. But Alma just, again, playing from behind, and as they continue to build their program, this is going to be something that they are going to have to learn from if they want to build their program.
Yeah, Doug, you're exactly right. You know, these are the victories. You turn this deal around this year. I don't know. You know, I can't get in these 17, 16, 17, 18-year-old kids' heads, but you had to have the doubt, and it's still probably lingering there, but I'm not sure they want to, any of these teams want to face Alma in the first round either.
4 minutes to go in the game, 36-20 Overton. They've got the ball, handed off to Renderos, and Renderos is going to pick up a yard, and now Alma's going to start using their timeouts. He'll get down to the 26-yard line. It'll be third down and 7, and a timeout on the field. That'll be the first for the Alma Cardinals, so they're going to make Overton get that first down with 3:58 to go in the ball game. Overton 36 and Alma 20. We'll be back after this timeout.
Nebraska Farm Bureau offers a number of great benefits, from its member group rates with Blue Cross Blue Shield of Nebraska to the most visible economic benefit through Farm Bureau Financial Services. Stop by your Buffalo County Farm Bureau office today.
Foster Family Foods in Elm Creek and Gibbon is your full-service grocery store. At Foster's, your satisfaction is always the number one goal. Foster's Family Foods, the little store that's big on you. Proud to support area sports.
Another check of the Valentino scoreboard from earlier today. Bertrand defeating Wilcox Hildreth 48-18, a final from earlier this afternoon just up the road. Right now it's third down, about 7 here for Overton at the 26-yard line. Hodgson over the right side has a hole. He's going to come across the 25, across the 20, and right at the first down marker. Looks like he's going to have enough down to the 18-yard line. And so Hodgson picks up some tough yards again and move the chains.
Yeah, and the cornerback Austin Davis steps in there and made the tackle for the Cardinals, but the first down was had.
Well, in the first half, Colling had 155 yards in the second half. He has 37 yards. It's the exact opposite for Hodgson, 53 in the first half, 103 in the second half as the clock runs with 3:30 to go here in the football game. And Hodgson's just the whipping boy right now. They give it to him right side again. Same play over and over and over, just wearing down Alma now. Alma seemed to be able to win the battle there earlier in this half, but right now Overton's had the ball so many plays here in the second half, they're wearing them down, and that's going to be a gain of five more.
Yeah, gain of five more, and like you said, Doug, this clock just continues to eat away. Here you got Hodgson in the game. I know you're headed to the playoffs. I know you don't want to put some young kid in there, but these are the situations. You got a wet night. You've been the plow horse all night long. You just hope at this point that everybody can get out of here unscathed injury-wise.
Well, Overton was kind of hoping to run this clock as far as they possibly could. Looks like they're going to run it down here and call a timeout and set things up for second down and five. So timeout now by the Eagles. Each team has one timeout remaining. It is second down and five, Overton at the Alma 12-yard line with 2:45 to go in the contest. It's Overton 36 and Alma 20. We'll be back with more high school football after this timeout on KKPR.
Age 50 or older, is there any benefit of being mature? You bet there is. At Barney Insurance, we have programs especially designed just for you. Did you know that you are a low risk? Mm-hmm. Call us at Barney Insurance, 237-2222.
You're headed in the right direction for service, savings, and selection. Can't seem to find that car, truck, or SUV you've been looking for? See the professionals at Killian Motors, where people come back time after time since 1979. 8th and Central, Kearney.
Well, unless something bizarre happens, we're really just running out the clock right here in what's been a competitive football game tonight. Second down and five, Overton at the Alma 12-yard line. They're up 36-20. And using as much time as they could, called the timeout. Now they're looking for another first down. And again, it's Hodgson over the right side. He lowers his shoulder, gets inside the 10, and is going to be close to the first down, about a yard short. We'll give him four. It'll be third and one at the 8.
The Cardinals continue to play pretty fair defense. They know who's getting the ball. They continue to pile him up and drive him backwards.
Don't forget, also tonight, we will have a special edition of the Midway Friday Night Scoreboard Show on this Thursday. Not a whole lot of scores rolling in so far tonight. A lot of games in our area were postponed. But if you have a score from your game, give the studios a call, 236-9900, so we can have them for the show tonight. Here's a handoff over the left side, and I'm not sure that Overton got the first down this time. Gave him a pretty fair spot, though. And carrying the football, is that Renderos finally? Or was it Hodgson?
Hodgson.
It was Hodgson. They had to unpile. Jared Hodgson with the carry, and they're going to say he is short, and Alma is going to call the timeout. So Alma calls the timeout. They're going to, well, no, first they're going to bring in chains. So they brought in chains. I don't think we had a timeout. They'll stretch the chains, and if it's a first down, this game's over. But it appears that he is well short by at least a half a yard. So fourth down coming up. Hodgson not able to get anything on that carry. And 2:02 to go in the ball game. Seems like the last 3 minutes have taken half an hour here, but it was high octane, real good movement here in this football game, especially after the first quarter. We saw four touchdowns in the second. We've seen three touchdowns here in the fourth quarter. It's fourth and one Overton at the Alma 8-yard line, 36-20 with just 2:02 to go. But to even keep a miracle hope alive, Alma's got to find a way to stop it here, and we'll see if Schaefer, quarterback, sneaks it again. That's been the money play. Yep, right side, first down, as he will get the first down here for Overton. He stood up. Maybe he didn't get the spot.
Sure.
I'll tell you what. Yeah, everybody's giving me the O. He got so much farther up the field than they're marking this football. He took three steps and before he even got stood up. So they'll bring in the chains. And for the excitement value of the game, I would like to see Alma get the ball back here, but we'll see if he gets it or not. There's a great push off the right side. He followed his big center, Preston Meyer. They'll stretch the chains, and he is going to be short by just a quarter of a yard there. So Alma's going to get the ball. But they have 153, and they're down 16, and they're at their own 7.
Like I mentioned earlier, Brent Samuelson is the lead official tonight. You know what Brent Samuelson has in Bertrand? I believe he's the only person in Bertrand ever to play in the Shrine Bowl. He was a guard about 5 years, 6 years before I was in high school. But with Coach Kubik was on the staff at that Shrine Bowl, and he got to go down and play in the Shrine Bowl. I believe he's the only one. I could be mistaken on that, but I don't think I am.
Did Joey get to play?
No, Joey Robinson, I don't believe, did.
Okay, first down and 10 at their own 7, and Beeler under center. He's going to pitch it on a double reverse. They get it to Kohling, trying to find the right side. It's well blocked, 15, 20, 25. He'll be pushed out about the 28-yard line. That's a nice run, and it also stopped the clock, a 21-yard gain there, and Kohling is over the 200-yard mark. 213 unofficially now for Garrett Kohling, and two touchdowns in the ball game. He also has one through the air. 1:45 to go.
Bad news, you talk about all the flu that's going around. We have gotten word that Trent Christensen and Garrett Kohling both playing the second half with the flu here tonight, Doug.
So they're trying to go through this, but they've looked very, very good. First and 10 here for Alma, just a minute 45 to go in the game. And Beeler back to pass, looking over the left side. Got a man wide open. It is complete at the 40, down to the 35-yard line, and pushed out of bounds at the 34-yard line is Blaine Jansen. Wow, was he open.
Well, I'm thinking Coach Snodgrass is over there saying, why don't you two, instead of stand there, cover somebody? Because, like you said, there's nobody within about 10 yards of him. There's a safety back there along with a linebacker dropping into coverage as well. He just split them.
18-yard completion. The ball down to the Overton 34-yard line. 36-20 Overton. Alma trying to at least give themselves an opportunity for an onside kick. They need to score and get two. And Beeler back to pass under immense pressure, and they'll sack him. The ball's loose. Fumble. Overton has it. Zach Olmstead with the sack, the strip, and the recovery. And that will put the bow on top of this one here tonight. They finally just said, we're going to bring everybody at Beeler, and they blew up on the first right off the snap of the ball. Beeler stepped up, but Olmstead punched the ball out. And that is the fifth Alma turnover tonight. Overton, 0 turnovers.
Well, that's really the story of the game. I get you got to think. Obviously, if Alma holds on to the football, it's much closer. If they got behind early, Doug. That's another thing they probably don't like about tonight.
So first and 10, they'll give it to Hodson again. He'll fight his way for a couple of yards into Alma territory at the 38-yard line. And now Overton could just kneel the ball, I think, if they want to.
Well, that's what I was going to say. For a team you may have to face.
Yeah, what if they have to play next week?
Yeah.
I hope they don't. I hope they both get a chance to go take care of somebody outside the area. If they have to play in the second week, that's a whole lot different. But a rematch, and it happens, but a team you play in week 8, you hate to see in the first round of the playoffs. It's really no fun for anybody unless you won big in week 8. Now Overton will go to victory formation. Under a minute to go in the ball game for the district title. One knee taken there by Jared Schaefer. He's going to have to do it again. And give credit to the blockers tonight, because Hodson made a lot of tough yards. Schaefer, all those jerseys are so dirty over there. For the Overton Eagles, they got down, they got dirty, they followed Preston Meyer, they followed Brady Cox, they followed Zach Olmstead up front, and then Renderos and Schaefer doing most of the blocking, the lead blocking for their I-back and Mr. Hodson, and they have to take one more snap. It'll be their sixth consecutive win. They'll go to 7-1, and they are the district champions. There's the snap, and the clock will run down. The final 10 seconds here at Alma. Well, the last game of the regular season, a lot different tonight than it's been the last 12 years for the Alma Cardinals. Very competitive against one of the best teams in the state the last decade, the Overton Eagles. But when it's all said and done tonight, it's the Overton Eagles 36 and the Alma Cardinals 20. Coming up, the Misco Sports Postgame Show here on KKPR. We'll have all the final stats for you. And don't forget, we'll see what Alma and Overton do on Monday. The playoffs will come out on Saturday. The brackets will come out on Saturday morning sometime from the NSAA. Also want to remind you, more football tomorrow, plus the state cross-country meet. We'll have updates all day long from the Kearney Country Club. But when we come back, the Misco Sports Postgame Show will give you some score updates, all the stats, and more. Stay with us here on KKPR.
L&S Tire and Towing in Elm Creek, along with J&L Sinclair and Overton, would like to take this time to wish the area teams best of luck in the game. For everything you need to keep your vehicle on the road, L&S Tire and Towing and J&L Sinclair has it.
Is this the year for a brand new affordable, yes, I said affordable home? Or maybe you'd rather invest in a new fifth-wheel travel trailer. We've got you covered both ways. We're Eagle Crest Homes and Campers, a subsidiary of Chief Industries.
Put your car or truck back to factory specs. Free estimates from certified techs. Eustace Body Shop, that's who we are.
Stop into an Aurora Co-op today and get all you need to keep your farm going. You can find an Aurora Co-op near you. Aurora Co-op is a proud supporter of all area athletes in and out of the game. Aurora Co-op, with a location near you.
And welcome back to Almond. It's time now for the MISCO Sports Postgame Show. It's MISCO Sports, open 7 days a week on the bricks of the downtown Kearney Center. And with the fall sports season winding down, winter is here. I think we can't consider that this is real fall. It's more like winter. But basketball, wrestling, they've got the shoes, the gear that you need. They can outfit your travel team with uniforms, warm-ups, and practice gears. Shoes by Nike and Adidas for basketball, Adidas and ASIC for wrestling. And if you're still going to be outside for cross-country or football, they've got cold-weather gear for you as well. MISCO Sports on the bricks in the downtown Kearney Center. Final score, Overton 36 and Alma 20 here tonight. And, Tony, again, as we said, Overton got the lead. They were up two touchdowns early, and Alma never had the ball with the chance to take the lead in this football game outside of the opening possession of the third quarter. It was 18-14 at the half. They got the ball to start the third quarter, but ended up going three and out, and then Overton just kind of took over the football game.
Well, you know, Overton just played Overton football. They didn't get the big plays I think you're accustomed to seeing, maybe from their offense. Yeah, one long pass in the first half there, but then it took a while. Hodson just wears down a defense, and then all of a sudden, when you've got to make a stop, you can't make the stop because they're so physical up front, and he breaks a couple tackles, and then he made the big play that you're used to seeing out of Overton.
Let's take a look at some of the high school football scores from this evening that we have. Again, because of the weather, it was much more limited tonight than it normally would have been. A lot of games going to be played tomorrow. Here on the Valentino's hotline, Valentino's, home of the Grand Italian Buffet. Check them out for lunch tomorrow. Chambers 14, Elgin Pope John 6, Hastings St. Cecilia 48, Grand Island Central Catholic nothing. Both of those were finals here this evening. Atkinson West Holt was leading Plainview 13-0, and now that has gone final. Earlier today, it was Bertrand over Wilcox-Hildreth 48-18. We know there's a couple other scores out there. We haven't heard about the Ravenna game yet tonight. Don't have an update on Shelton Kennesaw. If you were at any of those games, we'd sure like to hear from you. Give us a call, 236-9900, and we'll have it on the Midway Scoreboard Show coming up at about 9:45 this evening.
We'll now move away from you as the score of the baseball game just went 4-4, seventh inning. So the Yankees have rallied all the way back. Down 4-0, all those runs coming in the first inning. Now they have tied the game up at 4 apiece. North Carolina continues to lay it on board. Bobby Bowden, 24-6 now, that in the third quarter as well.
Don't forget the baseball currently airing on our sister stations, ESPN Radio 1460 and 1550. But when we come back on the MISCO Sports Postgame Show, we'll give you all the final stats as Overton defeats Alma 36-20. We're back in 1 minute.
First in personal service, first in community pride, first in supporting local kids giving their all for the home school, first in state-of-the-art banking. We're First Bank and Trust, Cozad, Clay Center, and Eustace.
We believe you deserve the best. That's why we're here at Egg West. You gotta go eggwest.com. Go Egg West.
Sorensen Construction in Kearney specializes in new construction, additions, and remodeling, both commercial and residential. Sorensen Construction has been your on-time contractor for over 50 years. Proud supporter of all area high school sports.
What's your favorite workout? Swimming, racquetball, Pilates, lifting, aerobics, cardio exercise? Guess who can get you in shape with all of these and more? It's where we build strong kids, strong families, and a strong community. It's our Grand Island YMCA.
And we are back on the MISCO Sports Postgame Show. Let's look at the final stats of tonight's football game, starting with the Alma Cardinals. Jay Kindler carried the ball six times for 51 yards. Max Buehler, the quarterback, 3 carries for 2 yards. And the workhorse tonight was Garrett Kohling, 28 carries, 213 yards, and 2 touchdowns on the ground. He also had a touchdown reception tonight. So overall, 37 rushing attempts, 266 yards tonight for the Alma Cardinals. Through the air, Buehler was 4 of 8, 2 interceptions and 1 touchdown for 43 yards. Halfback pass in the fourth quarter, Jay Kindler, was intercepted. So through the air as a team, 4 of 9, 3 interceptions and 1 touchdown for 43 yards through the air, 266 on the ground, 309 yards, a total offense. That's a great total against Overton here tonight for Alma. I had them for 14 first downs in the ball game. They punted it 3 times for an average of 35 yards, 8 penalties tonight for 57 yards, but the big stat, 5 turnovers. You can throw the one out right before the half, it's still 4 turnovers in this ball game. They turned it over on 2 fumbles and 3 interceptions in the contest. The 5 turnovers tonight, though, compared to none for Overton, Tony. And to be -5 in the turnover category and only lose by 2 scores, 16 points, that just shows how well they played when they did hang on to the ball.
You know, I'm really, really impressed with this Alma Cardinal team tonight. And we saw them against Amherst. They didn't have Kohling in there. You knew he was their workhorse. You knew that before the Amherst game. I think he's so much of their workhorse, Doug, and so much of the focus is on him. I think Max Buehler is a good enough athlete to turn a little bit more over in his hand. He's too good of an athlete on an 8-man game to continually simply handing the ball off. I think this kid could do it through the air. I think you make this offense more multi-optional, I guess, as far as a run-pass game goes, transition into that, because it's pretty simple right now. You're handing the ball off, and everybody just goes and finds Kohling, and, okay, you give it to Kindler. Surprise, he gets 6 yards. Well, then they go right back to handing the Kohling. I think Buehler is good enough to make some people miss on the outside and do some things through the run game and through the passing game.
Well, Kohling does make a big, big difference, and most of the projections have Alma playing either Overton again or Amherst. And I know Alma would probably rather play Amherst in that first round, get another crack at them, with Kohling in the lineup, and see what they could do. Here's a look now at the first, the final stats for the Overton Eagles in the ball game tonight. Jared Hodson, 37 carries, 21 of those in the second half, 171 yards, and 2 touchdowns. Michael Rendero, 7 carries, 12 yards. Jacob Jensen, 1 carry, 4 yards. Jared Schaefer, the quarterback, 11 carries, 71 yards, 3 touchdowns. They did have one team fumble for a loss of 4. So 57 rushing attempts tonight, Tony, for Overton. That's about 10 more rushing attempts than Alma had entire plays in the game.
Yeah, you know, it goes to show the durability of Jared Hodgson, who was injured last year, coming back and doing it all. And like I said, a lot of times against lesser defenses, he makes big plays, which takes away plays from your offense. Well, tonight it was pretty much 3 yards, 5 yards, 3 yards, first down, that type of deal where he just moved the chain constantly. And then finally he's able to break one loose in the second half there. But nothing fancy. I think Glenn Snodgrass certainly saw before halftime when his defense was getting the ball moved on that they're going to need to work on some things, to fix some things up front if they're going to advance like they want to advance in the playoffs.
Well, those 57 rushing attempts, 254 yards in the ball game tonight, and quite frankly, that's a little less than the 37 for 266 for Alma, and they each had one big run tonight, a 62-yarder for Garrett Kohling and then a 50-yarder for a touchdown for Jared Hodgson. So 57 carries, 254 yards on the ground, but a little more effective through the air. Jared Schaefer was 5 of 8 tonight, no interceptions, 1 touchdown. He had a 53-yard touchdown pass. He had 3 completed passes of 13 or more yards for 102 through the air, 254 on the ground, 356 yards of total offense, resulting in 19 first downs. Punted it twice for an average of 42 yards, no turnovers, and the only penalty I had tonight on Overton was a block in the back on that interception with 3 seconds to go before halves, which meant nothing. So that was the only penalty in the ball game against Overton tonight. But they got it done everywhere. Jared Hodgson to Jacob Olmstead, their first touchdown. Jared Schaefer had 2 quarterback sneaks for touchdowns in the second quarter. Then Schaefer had a 34-yard touchdown run out of the shotgun formation for the only score in the third quarter. Hodgson took it in from 7 and from 50 yards out in the fourth quarter of play. So Hodson had two touchdowns running, and Schaefer had three touchdowns running and one through the air tonight.
Yeah, I think that's right. Schaefer was a touchdown man. Seemed to be the quarterback sneaks working in there inside the anytime they get inside the 2 yard line. It was pretty much give me the ball and I'll step in from the 1-2 yard line right over the right side.
Final score, Overton 36, Alma 20. We'll wrap it up on the Misco Sports Postgame Show in 1 minute.
Let Russ Smith help you with all your lending needs. You have the reasons, we have the loans. Call Russ Smith at CharterWest National Bank of Kearney, where they offer all types of loans, from new construction, home, commercial, and for the seniors, the reverse mortgage loans. You have the reasons, we have the loans. CharterWest National Bank.
Terry and Jason Stark of New Tech Seed are proud sponsors of high school sports. For high-yielding corn, soybean, and alfalfa, New Tech Seed is the only company you'll ever need. Call Terry or Jason today at 750-6060 or visit NewTech at yieldleader.com.
AgriServices is a proud sponsor of high school sports. AgriServices identifies their intention to provide staff and services that continually exceed customer expectations. Consider AgriServices as your service partner. AgriServices, proud to be Agra.
Michigo Sports Incorporated of Kearney wants you to see them before the game begins. With a great selection to choose from, get your game on at Michigo's now. In the downtown Kearney Center, Michigo's, you'll be better equipped for the games you play.
And as always, a big thank you to our many fine sponsors that allow us to follow high school athletics tomorrow night. Another full slate. It got even fuller, if you want to say it the wrong way, because some of the games that were postponed today, including Kearney Catholic at Dougie County, they play at 2. Loomis and Ansley will play at 2. 4 o'clock, Brokenbow Cozad also at 4 o'clock tomorrow. Amherst and Arapahoe will play. The Anselmo Myrna Brady game moved to tomorrow. SEM is at Maywood tomorrow at 1 o'clock as well. Our lineup of high school football here on KKPR, Kearney High will host Lincoln Southeast. The Bearcats have to win and get an Elkhorn win over Norfolk to make the playoffs. Pregame at 6:30, kickoff at 7 from Foster Field. On the Breeze 94.5 FM, it's a battle of top 10 teams in D1 as Giltner is at Silver Lake. On ESPN 1460, Wood River is at Gibbon. That rivalry game will end both of their seasons. Also on ESPN 1550, it'll be Hastings High taking on Northwest, and then the big game tomorrow night in Class B, number 3 Adams Central at number 1 Aurora on 1230 AM KHAS. If you can't catch them on the radio, all of them are on the World Wide Web at kkpr.com. Plus, the State High School Cross Country Meet is tomorrow. We will be bringing you all of the action with updates every hour, all afternoon long from the Kearney Country Club. And then next week, volleyball, and we're into the state football playoffs on Thursday. We'll make our announcements of which games we're covering on Monday morning, and Alma and Overton will both be headed that way.
Already. It seems like we just got this thing started, Doug. Yankees have put a 6-run inning together. They now lead 6-4 in the American League Championship Series. So what looked to be a good clear-cut Angels victory early on has certainly changed, and the Yankees now have the lead.
They're just full of good news.
It's snowing here.
It's time to get out of here, folks. Coming up towards the top of the hour will be the Midway Chevrolet Friday Night Scoreboard Show. Yes, the special Thursday edition of the Scoreboard Show back at the studios. Derek Stinson and the entire crew will be putting that together and giving you the scores from around the area and the state. Everybody wants to know who won and how it will help their playoff chances. So stay tuned. That will be coming up here on KKPR. And you have been listening to the Misco Sports Postgame Show. Misco Sports on the bricks of the downtown Kearney Center. They've got Husker gear. They've got loafer gear. They've got hooded sweatshirts for your favorite college and NFL teams as well, and a great selection of shoes, whether it's for basketball, wrestling, or just everyday use. Misco Sports on the bricks in the downtown Kearney Center. Again, Overton got on the board first and kept the lead all night long. Jared Schaefer, 3 touchdown runs and a touchdown pass. 2 touchdown runs by Jared Hodson. A great night for Alma's Garrett Kohling. 2 touchdown runs and a touchdown reception. But in the end, Overton wins the district title. They go to 7-1. Alma falls to 6-2. Overton 36 and Alma 20. For our producer-engineer, Nick Grimes, and for Tony Davis, this is Doug Duda saying we'll see you tomorrow night from Foster Field in Kearney, where the Bearcats take on Lincoln Southeast. Good night, everyone.
The preceding broadcast was a presentation of Classic Hits 98.9 FM and KKPR.com. On
broadcast of this and all play-by-play broadcasts are available. To download a copy, log on to kkpr.com.
This podcast is brought to you by Midway Chevrolet Cadillac and by Midway Chrysler Dodge Jeep of Kearney.